want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Merry Christmas!
Papa Oomow Mow, Papa Oomow Mow, Papa Oomow Mow.
Not Christmas.
Oomow Mow, Papa Oomow Mow.
Not a Christmas.
Papa Oomow Mow.
This bulletin just in, I just wrote this to myself moments ago. Rob is an idiot.
Why?
Don't you remember what he was just telling us?
Yeah.
He couldn't
yeah.
find anything to watch on TV last night.
So 20 minutes of the 1997 telephone.
Yeah. Jerry was great.
Have you noticed in the beginning part now, before we really start the show, that we all talk like Jim Nantz during a golf tournament?
Nobody talks like me.
Yeah!
Azalea lie in fairways.
Look at you, just like Jim Nantz during a golf tournament.
Okay.
That's what he does.
So.
Yes. Welcome to the pre-show.
The pre-show, baby. No apprentices today.
Merry Christmas.
Nobody coming in for a job interview today.
Well,
nothing like that to talk about. However, Mike, I know you won't mind me bringing this up. George Bush, really. F you. And I mean it.
What's he done now?
It's not about Iraq, and it's not about politics. It's about something much more important. That tonight, everybody knows this. You know,
it's tough times.
It's my Tuesday night.
I know.
You know, you got to go on at 8:30, dude. And because of that, there's no American Idol tonight, and there's 24 tonight. It's going to be on Sunday night, the same time as The Sopranos. Now, what about all those starving kids in Africa that don't have TiVos that will not be able to watch both shows?
If you had the power, wouldn't you do the same?
So have you finally determined this will affect your vote? Will your anger last till the first Tuesday in November?
Mike, you know I've been angry at him for a while.
I know you have, and I'm wondering whether this just, you know, this just cinches it, and I can bring you the Kerry bumper sticker.
Well, here's the thing. It depends what the doofus says tonight. Because either it's going to be a masterful move, a masterful stroke, mm-hmm. or he will just be clonking himself.
Well, wait a minute. Who are you talking about here?
Well, now, it depends on what he says. Heard? No.
What he's doing tonight? Singing a medley of Elton John songs.
All right. Because somebody...
And they were going to do cinema classics on American Idol.
Here's the thing. Somebody... Oh, and this kills me. They're still going to do it tonight.
Yeah.
They're still doing the American Idol show tonight.
Pretending that they're on the
because
air.
They made the arrangements to have the live studio on.
Yeah, so, yeah. We won't
so see it's going to be taped.
We'll see it tomorrow night.
And you know who the guest judge is?
Who?
What's his name? Kill Bill.
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino.
Right? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So this is why I think maybe...
It's more fun when it's live.
This is why maybe... Bush is going to say something important tonight because there has to be somebody smarter than him scheduled.
Well, he's not going to say anything important.
Hold on.
He's having a press conference.
Hear me out. But yes, he's having a press conference so he can say, he wants to answer these questions about the PBJ.
Right.
Yeah, well, he also
has been accused of being the silent president.
Now, here's the thing. If you're working for him and you're a media guy, immediately you're smarter than the president. You know that. So, you're going to say, he's got to do something about the PBJ and about this other stuff that you brought up. He's got to address the nation.
Right.
Unless he's going to say something, even in his own stupid way, that incriminates somebody else or gets him off the hook, you know, why else would you say, let's put him on right on the one night of television that everybody in America watches, the most popular show? Why don't you drop him in on Wednesday night during JAG?
Yeah.
You know, I think
you got a legitimate bone to pick because you're going to be disappointed because he's having this press conference because he hasn't had press conferences. And I don't think they're giving any thought to American Idol.
Oh, no. I disagree.
Tuesday is the new Thursday.
I agree that they know. And if they wanted to...
You're giving them way too much credit.
Mike, somebody over there has to be media savvy enough to go, Jesus Christ, we're bumping off the most popular show in America.
He's already succeeded in making those people angry.
So here's the thing. So somebody over there has to realize, duh, if we're going to take him on and put him on when people want to be watching their favorite show,
right,
talking about The Great Unwashed, myself included, he better have something tonight. It better be something like from Maury Povich, or it better be like, hey, I got news for you, everybody. There's a reason we got into this war in Iraq. It's because I'm blind, and I've been blind for the last 7 months, and no one's noticed.
So what you're saying, let me see if I've got this straight, the only way that he will make this right is to come out with something more entertaining than American Idol, and I submit to you That is an impossibility.
Well, now even if it is him trying to spin some sort of hyper BS about the PBJ.
Well, that's what he's going to do.
Right, but here's what I'm saying. Either
the PBJ is out though, so it doesn't matter. He can't spin it anymore.
Not all out though, and he can still spin.
Well,
they
like lined out some countries.
But either,
or the guilty. Yeah.
Either his manager, you know, his agent, is in India,
his publicist,
or they think that tonight would be the best time for him to go and make his case that maybe they've got something up their sleeve. Maybe he's got a card trick or something that he's going to wow us with tonight.
I delight in you giving the president so much credit to having a staff of savvy media people. But the fact is, I think they looked at it this way, that this is a very big TV viewing night based on the numbers that American Idol gets. There's a captive audience there.
Yeah,
and
right.
You know what he's counting on? He's counting on also those people that aren't like you and don't look at the TV guide that will be tuning in for the show.
Okay, and I agree with you. I'm smarter than the average person. Mm-hmm. In that regard, I agree with you.
When it comes to TV, I would venture to say you are Stephen Hawking.
Well, thanks for calling me a cripple. But here's the thing. Even with the dumbest of people who would just turn on Channel 5 and say, where's American Idol?
Right.
He's the president. Even if he's on for a nanosecond,
mm-hmm.
boy, if he screws up during that nanosecond with those people who didn't know, mm-hmm. and they, see, the thing is, they, the White House, they have to know that there are going to be those people, like you said, who don't know that American Idol's not on. So when they turn it on tonight and he's on, man, he better wow them, or all those votes, he kisses.
That's why tonight the president introduces the new defense secretary, a set of conjoined twins.
Other than that,
I wish, Buzz. I wish.
This will only really affect the president if come November we vote for him with text messaging.
So anyway, it sucks. And then 24, which is another good show.
Well, yes, we like that.
That one is now going to be on Sunday.
Well, you know, if you're angry now, you're going to be angrier tomorrow. Because he's going to disappoint you.
You know, he better do something tonight.
He's not.
I want something tonight. You know what I'd like tonight?
What?
You know what? You pull out, like, Osama bin Laden's head out of a jar.
Oh,
you say, ladies and gentlemen, up here on stage, I've got something.
So you're making a shrunken head.
Take a look at this. No, it'll be a big jar in formaldehyde. Mm-hmm. And he puts on the glove and he reaches in and he pulls it out by the hair and goes, look.
Hey, hey.
Who caught bin Laden? Who caught bin Laden?
Either that or Belushi's head.
Jim
Belushi.
Or a 43-pound tumor.
Okay, now let's start the show.
The Don and Mike Show.
No, this is silly, no. I feel like we could go home right now.
No.
Where's that nice thing you can call now?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Oh, we got over the door because we got company coming in. Hi, Julia.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
I don't think they'll be at the press conference tonight either.
Hello.
Hello.
About your dad.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
That stuff those guys were saying?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff.
Brilliant. Good afternoon, Mr. Brilliant. And Mrs. Crystal and all the ships at sea. Hey, let's face it, you're stupid. They're not. Don Geronimo and Mike Walter!
Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Tuesday, 13/04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz. Yeah. April
13th.
Mm-hmm. Hot 4.
It's a strange feeling because I feel we've done so much entertaining already.
I'm ready to punch out if you are.
Let's go.
877-365-3636. Phone number from anywhere in America. From Canada, call 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
Hi, Paul.
Who is that? That Paul Gorgi?
Yeah. Just thought I'd say hi to him.
Super sales guy walking the halls?
As he walked down the hallway.
Super sales guy? You know what that is? That's a tan in a bottle.
Yes, right there. It is.
That's a walking tan in a bottle. So, listen, I already told you, I'm PO'd at Bush.
Yeah.
Jesus, you better have a show for us.
You're going to be more angry tomorrow. I'm predicting that right now.
You better have a show. However, I did have a conversation today with the people at Westwood One.
Oh,
well, that had to cheer you up.
Our network.
Our network. Mike, I do have news.
You do.
I do have news.
Lay it on me.
I have news.
Here comes.
Good news.
Now,
what did they break?
Now, let's play the 20 questions game.
Oh, I love the 20 question game, especially when it concerns our network.
The topic is new affiliate and 20 questions to get the city and details.
All right.
And we'll start with Mike.
AM or FM?
Yes. Buzz.
Dakotas?
No.
Now, when you said yes, it's both?
You said AM or FM. And the answer is yes, it's AM or FM. You may waste one question on, is it FM?
That is completely unfair.
Welcome to the game.
Is it an AM or an FM station?
Yes. That's three questions now. Buzz.
Is it a major city?
Yes, four. Mike.
I'm not playing anymore. You're cheating.
Mike, just say, is it FM?
Is it FM?
No. No, it is. It is. Five. Buzz.
Is it on the East Coast?
No. Six. Mike.
Is it on the West Coast?
No.
Buzz. Is it in the Midwest?
Southwest.
Okay.
Mike. Nine.
Is it in Arizona?
No. Buzz. Ten.
Did Glenn Campbell write a song about it?
No. Okay. No. Buzz. Mike. 11.
Is it in Texas?
Yes. Buzz. 12.
Do Mormons live nearby?
I hope not. Mike, 13.
Is it in Dallas?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Buzz, 15. Or 14, wherever we are.
It's a radio station in Dallas. What is there left to guess? The call letters?
No, hold on. Remember.
Oh, no, there are more questions.
Hold on. It's Westwood One. Our network.
Not a real radio. Right, it's a radio station.
Okay, come on, Mike.
Is it Alive Clear?
Oh,
no, it's
no!
No, it's not.
Of course it isn't.
No, it's not. Now, see, that's my boy. See, that's why, and look at you. You were ready to quit the game, and I was just screwing with you about the AM or FM.
Look at that. I got the city, I got a FM, and I got the non-live clear.
I think we got three more questions, then, that we can ask about the latest. Buzz?
Do they run the whole show?
No. Mike, two left.
Are we on after 7 p.m. local time?
Yes. Buzz, one more question.
Would you somewhere in the time slot find the number 2?
Yes.
2?
Yes. And let's toss over all the cards.
Uh-huh.
And tell everybody that Monday through Friday,
yes,
from midnight until 3 a.m.,
unbelievable,
you can hear the Don and Mike Show on Live 105.3. Dallas.
Do you have the call letters?
No, nope. It's an Infinity Station.
Big one?
It's a big one.
And
Midnight to 3. So how about that, huh?
And that's where on the dial again?
Well, 105.3.
105.3.
105.3. Right. Like, you found somebody like, what? Oh, your friends, John and Sylvia?
Yeah, they're going to be living there a few more weeks, so I thought they'd enjoy the show.
Hence the brand new name at Westwood One, mm-hmm, on our flyers that they send out.
Mm-hmm.
The Don and Mike Show. Have your way with it.
Yeah.
That's right. Enjoy it on Book Depository 103, Dallas, Texas.
Listen, we signed the contract, right?
Don and Mike Show. Do with it what you will.
No, Mike, come on. Let's turn this around.
Two.
I want to say hi to all the third shift workers.
Yeah.
You know, the people who keep Dallas moving here at midnight.
Hi, all you newspaper print setters.
You guys are like the radio equivalent of spackle. Sure, it's not glamorous, but when you need to fill a hole,
yeah,
you need it.
Amen.
You guys are there. You're like spackle.
So I get this email that's like...
Urgent.
Important, important, important. Westwood One, important, important. Open me now, open me now. So I open it now. So, you know, welcome to Dallas. And I see 12 to 3. And I think, well... Okay, you know, the 3-hour clear in the middle of the day, that's okay.
That's terrific.
Not until 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. Well,
yeah.
Well.
Oh, we're sorry.
Love to know who comes on at 3 a.m.
Well, somebody not as good as us, Mike, I'll tell you that.
There is somebody else on the pecking order.
I want to tell you that from midnight to 3 on this station in Dallas, We rule, at least for right now.
We are dominant.
At least for right now.
Good morning, cab drivers.
We just started. Yeah. Hey, all you milkmen.
Milkmen. Like milkmen even exist anymore.
I know.
But I guess they do, don't they? I mean, guys who drive milk trucks to grocery stores.
Hey, crack dealers. What's happening?
Hey. Like your morning show for whores. It's a quarter after midnight.
You know what? I was going to say hello to the paper boys, but the paper boys are get up later than us.
And yeah. They're all men, too. They're paper men. Okay. That's all. That's the great news about the assimilation of this country via the Don and Mike show. They'll put it on the resume, Dallas, but now we all really know that it's only Dallas if you're alcoholic or maybe if you can't sleep at night or if you're going through some kind of personal problem.
Involved in a shooting.
Because let's be honest. Beyond that, you know, if you're up at midnight, you're either coming off something real good or heading to something real good. But generally, I would say midnight is not the time that you go, oh, I got to crank up the buzz so I can hear those irreverent shock jocks.
For the love of God, it's the time that Larry King used to be on the air.
I know.
It's when Larry King used to fall asleep at the wheel.
We promised
to
stay awake.
That's it. That's why Larry thought, you know, Larry would always say he's the most listened to man in America in his time slot.
Larry King.
Midnight.
Larry King. Hello, Jason. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Was down there in Dallas a couple of weeks ago. You've been on that station for like 2 months?
No, only 3 weeks. And it's been a tryout. This is something that I found out today.
Well, they could try you a lot better than the current show they got on in PM Drive now.
Well, listen, this is how we always end up getting fired from these stations.
Yeah, no, you didn't mean to say that.
I don't even know anything about this.
Doesn't matter what we say about that station. Nobody's going to hear it.
Right. Mike, no, that's not true. The board op will hear it.
The board op will hear it, yeah. And hey, how about that?
Hey, this
could be worse.
This show's for you. Whoever you are, you poor schmuck in Dallas at midnight listening to a show that was done 8 hours ago. You poor schmuck.
Hey, I'd feel real bad if this show was on from midnight till 3 a.m. in Houston. At least it's Dallas.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Hey, Dallas, we spent some time in Houston recently.
You rock.
We think Houston's an armpit. I'm not kidding. Listen. It's like something that you need toilet paper for.
Guys at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
All right, that's our salute to the thing that we've been on for a while. But, you know, like you said, nobody's listening anyway. Who cares? Mike, I know you would think this. Oh, I want to get to some DJ stuff. Some DJ fun, as long as we're on the topic of a radio here.
Yes.
DJ fun. Oh, but first I have to read you this. This is from the Sporting News. You would be amazed, like I was, at this. What do you think? They did a poll. Somebody did a poll. Some Polish guy asked people. It's a real poll. The most frustrated fans and the least frustrated fans in America, meaning by cities, with their sports teams. The most frustrated, where you would think...
Did they give the team? I mean, the
city. There are the top five cities in both counties.
And then if you have to go by the three big sports, four big sports?
Three or four big sports. And they also add in, if you live in an area that has a major college, you add that as well. Let me see. This is by the American City Business Journal.
All right, the most frustrated fans.
The most frustrated fans in America. You're not going to believe it.
I would go with Detroit.
See, I would say you. I would think that you would guess Boston.
And well, because Boston gets to the postseason, so Boston.
And
gives
I would
me
guess that
pleasure.
You would guess that I would guess Chicago. And Buzz, what would you guess?
I would have guessed Boston as the most disappointed city.
The most frustrated fans. The most frustrated fans are Tampa Bay, and they just won the Super Bowl.
Why?
Because all their other teams stink. The second most frustrated city with their fans with their teams is New Orleans.
Yeah,
understandable.
Hey, New Orleans has you know, a long history with the Aints.
Yeah, and except for the Buccaneers winning the Super Bowl, Tampa pretty much always stinks.
But when your city wins the Super Bowl, a world champion.
Okay, number three is Vancouver. Don't know much about them, but
must get the Canucks
must suck. Number four is San Diego. Huh. Most of the teams in San Diego stink. Oh, and that new ballpark of theirs. Have you heard the name? I'm not kidding. Petco Field.
What is the deal with Petco Field? I saw a quick shot of it on SportsCenter where
it's like a dog food chain.
Yeah, right. Do they have like a kennel?
I don't know.
They showed something.
Like a dog?
It was quick up on the field. It's like, this is something really special. It's going to make this one of the best ballparks in America.
When the guy hits the home run, the dog comes out of the dog and licks himself repeatedly.
That's it. That's the hook.
And then number five is Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. What?
Because
the Braves never win the World Series.
The Braves win every year.
Now, here are the towns, the top five towns, where they just Don't care. Don't give two rats ass. San Antonio, number one. They love it. Incidentally,
also the gayest name for a sports team, I think, in America.
The Spurs. Well, listen, they only got one team, and that team wins the championship. So, yeah, of course, they're happy.
Okay.
Number two, Montreal. What the F do they know? Right?
Montreal doesn't care because they don't care about the Expos. And, you know, anytime the Expos get a good player, they trade him away.
Mm-hmm. Then number three, Salt Lake City.
The Jazz?
Of course they're happy. They got a team. But you know what? They know every night there's at least 12 Negroes in Salt Lake City. They've diversified their community because on game nights there's 12 Negroes. Hold on a second.
They know where they are.
When the visiting team comes down, you might have 20 Negroes in Salt Lake City on one night. Of course they're happy. Number four, Portland, Oregon. They're happy. They have the Trailblazers. They're happy.
Mm-hmm. Do they have anything else?
Nope. Minor league stuff.
You know, it seems to me these cities with one major league team are very content.
And number five is, again from Canada, Edmonton.
They have the Oilers.
Edmonton Oilers. That's they went through 100, I don't have the whole list, but they went through 115 teams. 115 cities.
I'm very angry at Atlanta being on there, because Atlanta seems to get all the major, they got the Olympics. They've got the Atlanta Braves finishing in the, you know, head of their division.
They have a hockey team that stinks. They have a basketball team that stinks. They got the football team where Michael Vick just got hurt.
You know, I'm frankly surprised with recent history that especially the last 2 years that the Washington fans aren't on there, because we've got the
what's not to love, Mike?
We've got the Bullets, aka Wizards.
Mike,
sucks.
What's not to love? We've sold out the club level.
Yes, of course.
5 years in a row.
We're proud of that.
Hi, everyone.
Because in Washington, it's not about the fans.
No.
Hi. It's about the corporate money.
I'm little Danny Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
Remember all that stuff I was selling last year at ridiculous prices? Well, now it's 50% off. Hurry in, kids, before the new designs come out.
It'll be double the price, maybe triple.
Come on, kids. Okay, here's the radio thing that I wanted to tell you about. You know, we're searching for a new producer. That search continues. And because of that, we're finding out that because the company took ads out in these trade magazines, mm-hmm, we're getting tapes and resumes and we're getting stuff that has nothing to do with the producer position.
Sure.
For instance, we have a service that gives us the celebrity birthdays. Rob prepares it for us every day. We never look at it.
Right.
It's just, it's one of those things we never use on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one it's called the Bullsheet. This is for DJs.
Okay.
And it has today's birthdays, and then remember, blah, blah. Here's one of the ideas that they give you on this service. If you're a DJ, you subscribe to the Bullsheet.
Good, an idea.
They tell you that today is Al Green's birthday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They suggest you could play Let's Stay Together.
Let's stay together.
Then they also want you to know it's Max Weinberg's birthday, so you can.
He also sings like that.
You could either mention Conan O'Brien or Bruce Springsteen.
Hungry heart, everybody got hungry heart.
And then they mentioned, in case you need something to talk about on your show, we've all heard and seen the little kid who was yawning to beat the band,
yes,
behind President Bush during his speech on Letterman. This was the kid that Letterman first showed on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Ask your listeners, what's the most bored they've ever been?
Ugh. Oh, dear.
As a topic.
Wow.
As a topic.
Somebody that is.
You know,
there's somebody that's not even using the one...
I would say
1% of their
for our listeners, right? This is what is the part that this is the part
that would be it right there.
So that was one service we're throwing.
What's the most bored you've ever been?
But that's not the worst one. Can I mention the name of this other one, Rob?
I don't care.
Okay. What is the Mega Meter?
No, it's
Mega Solid.
It's, you know what? I'm trying to think what the name is. I think it's the Mega Prep Service.
Okay. So anyway, we get this thing from the Mega Prep Service.
They're big.
And here's what they want you to do. What they want you to do is, if you have a good idea on your show,
mm-hmm,
they want you to throw it in. Like, we played a game yesterday. Oh. This game, Guess the Whoopee.
Like a call.
Now, that's one of the games that I made up, like, 10 years ago for our show. You call people and you ask the parents, you know, when the last time is that they got it on.
Mm-hmm.
So the deal on this particular bit service is that what you do is you're in with all these other DJs, and you write something great that you've done, and you throw it in, and they throw good stuff back your way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we got from Man Cow Muller at Q101 in Chicago.
Okay.
Here's the stuff that he threw out.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Phone call. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
How are we doing, guys?
Great.
I just got a comment about disappointing sports teams.
Yeah, what about
them? I'm from Buffalo. I don't think it gets any worse than going to four Super Bowls.
Yep.
Okay. You have a hell of a point.
All right, listen, you like it. You like, but you know what? You like the wife that gets beaten all the time, but you still love your husband. Come on, you still love the Bills. You still love
them. Yeah, but the frustration point is pretty amazing. Just failure then, right down there in every Super Bowl they've ever been in.
But you did get to the Super Bowl four times. Laugh at others who didn't do as well as you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that's all we got. We got there and didn't win.
That's all we got.
That's all you
Super
got.
Bowls.
Don't you think, in a way, it's crueler to get that close so many times?
No.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, real cool, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, no, actually, no. Really, hold on. Serious answer to that is I think it's great to be in the hunt. And if you get to the Super Bowl, it means you're in the hunt. And you have that pleasure of going to the Super Bowl. Going to the Super Bowl, unlike any other sport, is a treat into itself.
If you're with a girl, you want to go to first base? I go to second base. If I go to third base, you want to go all the way. If you're given the choice.
Depends on the girl.
Okay, well, let's say in this case, if it's the Super Bowl, it's Jennifer Aniston.
The Super Girl.
It's the best girl in the world. Well, let's say you were alone with her three times. You got to third base with her three times. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not too many guys except Brad Pitt get to go all the way with her.
Yeah, but it still would be frustrating.
And there's a lot of.
I know you wouldn't walk away from that situation feeling satisfied.
In that particular instance, I bet that I would, because I'd probably be satisfied going to first base with her.
You probably would.
Because it doesn't take much to satisfy me.
In the old days, we'd go into the details.
I know we would, but we're not now. Thanks.
Thank you. Later.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
He didn't experience any satisfaction out of that call.
I don't think so. Oh, here we go. We're on the website.
All right.
We're live 105.3, Dallas, Texas.
Cool. How's the lineup? Who is on halfway?
Well, let's see. It's the Howards on in the morning.
Uh huh.
Then
it's a good time period.
Hugs and Kelly.
Who?
Right. And then Russ Martin.
He's super.
And Tom Likas. Oh, he's great.
Look what that says, though.
Let's see. A Tom Likas show, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Good lineup.
That's the lineup in hell. That's when you get to hell, you get to the waiting room, and you turn the radio on. Just Tom Likas' show.
Hey!
Then Loveline.
Mm-hmm.
You said
7 a.m. to 10 p.m.?
No, it's a typo. It's 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., so they chop up his show, too. Then it's Loveline, and then it's us. And then I guess at 3 o'clock they sign off, because they have no show listed after ours.
Oh,
at 3 a.m.
Well, they just didn't want to make us feel good.
So anyway, thanks for looking that up, Joe. Back to this DJ thing, this radio thing. So one of these bit services that now we're getting all of these things, it's very similar to if you go out and buy a TV and your name gets into a database somewhere that you bought a piece of electronics.
Right.
You know, everybody shares the information. All of a sudden, you start getting junk mail from people trying to sell you stuff. Well, we put an ad out saying we're looking for somebody, and all of a sudden, all of these people, we're getting stuff from DJs, from composers, from actors,
right.
People who just read, there's a job in show business. I'll send the tape.
Show business.
Right. So this is one of the things that we got today from the service, and this is what I guess this guy was sending to the other DJs to use on their show today. So let's see what he's doing. And, Mike, why couldn't Helen Keller drive?
Why?
She was a woman.
Old.
Hey, Mike, what is Snoop Dogg's favorite kind of weather?
What?
Drizzle. Here's his street stunt of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Cover your guy with flypaper. Cover your guy.
Like your guy. Like, hey, you got your guy?
Yeah. Well, Joe. You know, we do, sadly. We do have our guy. But
yeah.
Joe. Cover your guy with flypaper.
I like it so far.
And pull it off.
Oh.
And then how about this one? Here's another great street stunt for your show today. Shoot a phone book. Soprano style. And guess which letter the bullet will end up on?
Street stunt.
Wow. I'm not making this up.
That is so rich.
I am not making this up. And this is one of the guys that's being fined by the FCC.
Yes.
Another one of these guys who's infamous in radio.
This is your guy. Toned down show.
And hold on. Mancow Mueller also says, The Apprentice is hot. How about for your show, kids? Something called The Intern. Not making it up.
Wow.
Here's some phone scams.
Merry Christmas.
Here's some phone scams. Call a sports store, a Sammy Sosa, and ask for a corked bat.
I'm...
Call as a man wanting to get high heels in a size 22. Let me see. Mike, oh, now here, if you want to really be racy.
Painful.
If you want to be racy, promote that during the entire show, you're going to have a salad tossing. Then literally make a salad at the end of the show.
That won't disappoint anyone. I'm beginning to support the commission.
here's a promotion.
I think they caused this.
Give your wife away.
Hey!
Develop your own eccentricity.
Uh-huh.
He's three.
You're amused? Or embarrassed?
Yes! Wear a monocle. Walk a lobster. And carry a trumpet.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. This is part of what this guy is sending to disc jockeys across America. What they're doing is they're sending him ideas like saying, hey, I got a great idea for a takeoff of American Idol. And in return, he's sending them this.
Wow.
And you have to pay to join this service. But Joe, I need you to get a monocle, a lobster, and a trumpet immediately.
And cover yourself with flypaper.
But hold on, there's more. Mike, there's so much more on this, There is so much more on this.
Man, oh man.
With the DJ sheets. But those come from ManCow. That's what he suggests to his DJ friends, who he networks with on this service. Your street stunt today is cover your guy with flypaper and pull it off, and then shoot a phone book.
God.
And don't forget, he gave you two free jokes. Mm-hmm, you know the one about why can't Helen.
This is all from him, right?
Yep, from ManCow.
So what, if you network on this, you're supposed to furnish the other people with these things?
Yes. Well, maybe he's giving us all the garbage. I thought of that. Well, maybe he would hold back his best stuff.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. That he gives that, he throws that to an intern to put together.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I'm seeing that some of this stuff is timely. I mean, it's as timely as today's headline.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Things I taught my parrot to say. What is this? It's fun to leave a note on someone's windshield. Start an urban mail.
Oh, no.
Super. Spend the then he's got stuff like just notes for DJs,
right?
How to help DJs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to, according to this guy, ManCow Muller, you have to know your town that you broadcast to.
Know your town.
So you should spend a day pretending to be a tourist in your own town. Equipment, fanny pack, camera, lost look. Itinerary, 10 a.m., visit monument. 12 a.m., ride and bus. 1 p.m., lunch in a tourist trap. 3 o'clock, big museum. 5 o'clock, look at school kids. That's a dangerous one.
That's a lot.
You're just a big, fat, sweaty disc jockey.
Yeah.
A little disturbing. The cops come, what are you doing? I'm just looking at school kids because ManCow told me to.
Hey, you're just doing a little show prep, but you were here yesterday.
Yeah, really. Because ManCow told me to. Oh, officer.
Ride a bus.
Why couldn't Helen Keller drive? let's see. Then you have...
what's with that trumpet?
Bed in Big Hotel. It's dumb.
Find a bed in Big Hotel?
Yes, that's like end of day.
Right.
What find a bed in Big Hotel.
The hell good is that going to do?
Here's some lines.
Uh-oh.
I say, old chap, where's the loo? Oh, this is when you're giving background on your country because you're pretending to be a tourist.
A tourist.
Yeah. I say, old chap, where's the loo? Say, is the president in right now? That's when he sent to us because we...
Oh, this is for D.C.,
because our show is based out of Washington,
D.C. Oh, my God.
This is all very, very nice and very wonderful. And what about...
Are you going to file it?
No, hold on. There's more. What about the joke sheets? You got the joke sheets?
Aren't they in there?
Hold on a second.
All this energy that goes into typing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
You got jokes?
I got DJ jokes.
Oh, boy.
I got the one-liners. God. Okay. Give me one record. Just one. I just do one real fast. Oh my God. These are awful. But these, again, these come from a service. This now is from the service, the complete sheet jokes.
So this is not coming from the disc jockey. This is coming from the service.
Well, this is from the service that supplied the disc jockey stuff from this bull sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. You got a record? Doesn't matter what it is. You got a jingle?
Yeah.
And let me get the joke here.
Okay.
Okay, what's the record? Just so I know how long the intro is.
Heaven must be missing it.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, that's like 8,000 minutes. Hey, say everybody, how you doing? My name is Adam Ladwan. I saw that Bruce Willis movie, The Whole 10 Yards, over the weekend. I looked around the theater and realized I
was one of the whole 10 people who saw it. Say, 10 minutes later, I went back to the box office and asked for a real refund on the whole 10 bucks. How you doing?
Wow.
34 after the hour.
That's dominant.
The Pope upset millions during his Easter Mass pilgrimage when he gave away the ending to Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ. Tavares, Poor Music 87.
God.
These are awful.
That's painful.
Wow.
Very painful.
These are so bad. One more. Doesn't even matter, the record. Just one more. How you doing? This is Bobby Bobby. Experts say that men think about sex every 4 minutes. Yet another way. I'm above average.
Oh, my God.
I'm just reading them off the sheet. I'm just reading them off the sheet.
Those are great.
The sheet.
Okay. That's right. Hey, it's Richard Dick with you. Have you seen those Donald Trump Visa cards? Not only will the card display Donald Trump's name, but it's made out of the same material as his hair.
Just totally forced. Totally forced.
Brilliant.
You know, it had to be hair, but let's work the hair in a total
God,
non-relatable.
God, 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 God. Why are we on at midnight in Dallas?
Why?
We are certainly better than that.
Hey, but this will be at least in the 12 midnight to 1 a.m. hour.
Merry Christmas!
Yes, Merry right. Christmas.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Father. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
The Don and Mike Show. Noted chubby chasers, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Now, this is often how great things happen on our show. We're laughing about this stuff from this DJ on this DJ service.
Right.
And I just said to the guys, well, why don't we send Joe out tomorrow to see if Joe could be eccentric?
Mm-hmm.
Have him get a monocle. Have him walk a lobster, get a leash.
Sure.
Walk a lobster.
Uh-huh.
Carry a trumpet, as this disc jockey suggests.
Yes.
And have Joe speak in a British accent, send him down like to the Washington Monument.
I think that's the most important thing, is to have Joe in with a British accent.
Write him a couple of questions, like they say, I say, old chap, where's the loo? Another one could be, do you think I'm eccentric?
Right.
Guess what country I'm from?
Right.
Joe. Oh, now listen, somebody should tell this disc jockey that we're taking this and
we're running with it.
We're going to have some fun.
And we're going to make it ours.
We're going to have some fun with it. So, Joe, the deal is that you'll be wearing, we've already discussed this with Joe, he's going to go out and get a monocle, you're going to get a lobster, got to get like a cat leash for it, and a trumpet.
It'll be a live lobster.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Make sure it's a fresh one.
At least at the beginning it'll be live.
Yeah, right.
Poor lobster. I'm going to bring a big pot and cook him here for the show, too.
Hey, someone jack my lobster.
Hey, listen, after it dies, it might be not a good idea to cook it there.
And a trumpet. Then Joe will be going down to a big tourist attraction in his hometown of D.C. We'll write a couple more questions for you, but like the ones that are suggested.
Uh-huh.
Let's hear this now in a British accent, Joe. I say, old chap, where's the loo?
I say, old chap, where's the loo?
There you go.
Hey. Nicely done.
Do I seem eccentric to you?
Do I seem eccentric to ye?
And what else do we want him to say?
Piss
off. Where do you think I'm from?
Oh, yeah. Where do you think? What country do you think I'm from?
What country do you think I'm from?
How about?
What do you think me lobster's name is? What do you think me lobster's name is? Go on out. have a go.
It's kooky.
Get out of here. You're doing like a crocodile hunter thing.
Well, he's doing a British rocker.
Right.
Which is what you would expect from Joe.
Yeah. Either way, Joe, you'll be in Washington.
Washington, D.C.
Right. Washington, D.C. Spotlight on WJFK. Yeah.
And he's our eccentric guy.
Yeah. Washington,
Cherry Blossom people now?
Pardon me? Oh, yeah. Yeah, go talk to some of those Japanese people.
Matter of fact, that's where you should go.
With all their technology.
Go down to the mall.
Yeah, go down to the Cherry Blossoms.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, Joe, that'll be tomorrow.
Wherever the metro drops me off.
We'll find out if you're eccentric or not. Oh, and boy, we got Joe on the show today. Later, Joe's Movie Corner.
Oh, good.
And it's a drinking movie today, right, Joe?
That's right. You know, it's a good thing Bob Levy is no longer a columnist for the Post, because he's going to have to bring that lobster on the metro.
All right, Joe, well, that's the deal.
Maybe I'll have to drive in.
Yeah, it might be a good idea.
I'll go in after rush hour, and it'll be all right.
There you go. You got it, Joe. All right, thank you, Joe. Good bit. Find out if you're eccentric, man.
That is one motivated individual right there.
Yes. Someone's got to jack that.
Who jacked my lobster?
Well, listen, just in case you're doing a show like ours and you don't have a great service like this that gives you jokes like that.
Right.
Thank God you've always got your joke sheet. Mike broadcaster Pat Summerall needed a liver transplant.
Really?
Now, if John Madden could only get that second stomach, he's always wanted.
That's a good one, John. Is that a joke from your joke service?
Sure. No, that was one I made up.
Make that one up off the top of your head.
Oh, these are all from GCBQ. Hey,
Don, you got another joke for us by any chance?
Do I, Mike?
Yeah.
Let me say, it's 10 till the hour. You see that Condoleezza Rice?
Yes, sure did.
He was a guest Easter Sunday at President Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas. Condoleezza helped with the Easter egg hunt. She let them hide within that big gap between her front teeth, everybody.
She sure does have big teeth.
I got that.
Okay, hold on. Okay, you notice how I helped with the ad-lib punctuation?
That did help.
Made it even funnier, didn't it?
Hi, Don. Hey, hi, Mike. We're two dorks in the morning.
Yeah, we sure are.
For the second straight year, San Francisco's population has declined. Wouldn't a regular disc jockey just go, hey, San Francisco, that town is loaded full of faggots. There's the swing for all your little willies out there.
Hey, man. Hey, now what are you doing? You didn't use one off the off the joke sheet. What are you doing?
No, go back to that.
Are you trying to get crazy here? Come on, don't divert from the script.
All right, hold on. It was for the second straight year. Mm-hmm. For the second straight year. Oh, here we go. Sorry about that, Mike.
That's okay, Don. Good afternoon.
Second straight year here in San Francisco, population decline. Many of San Francisco's residents did want to leave. It's just they were physically forced out of the city by the incredible growth of Barry Bonds' chest and forearms. That'd be a steroid joke.
Wow.
Hey, my faggot joke was funnier.
It was.
Wow. Man, anything would have been.
The incredible growth of his chest and forearms.
Don? Hey, Mike.
Got another joke for us by any chance?
Do I? Let me just tell you, my health secretary, Tommy Thompson, says the world is likely to be polio-free by 2005. George Bush says this news, he credits it to one key development, the capture of Saddam Hussein. Let me hear you say, woo! Jack used the F word on TV the other day. Second time he's done that this year. Another thing he hasn't done twice this year. Make a free throw.
Wow. That's just sad.
Man, force.
You really crammed that one through, didn't you?
Well, I got like three of them in there.
My God.
Three for the price of one.
Good afternoon, Don.
Mike, Marilyn Manson. Oh, Rob, this is...
Oh, come on. No, you got to put a joke over that one. Come on, do it quickie.
I can't do one of the written jokes, though.
Really?
No, they're all
too long?
They're all way too... All right, no, hold on.
Got a quick one?
Oh, good.
Let me see if I do. Wait a minute. Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay.
All right.
Not from the joke sheet, but later on this morning on the show, our wedgie contest, we'll be able to mark his back with a Sharpie. That doesn't make sense.
No.
That's from...
See, the ones that don't make sense make me really laugh.
That's one of the
things. The hell is that?
That's like where from the category where it said, promote your entire show as a salad tossing, then literally make a salad.
Yeah.
The next one says, wedgie contest.
Mm-hmm.
mark his back with a Sharpie. You know, meaning if you pull the wedge, you go further up the back, but you can't squeeze that into a 7-second thing.
Right, now I get it.
I got to, you know, you got to give me a little... Oh, here you go. All right.
He likes this one.
Yeah.
That's a big long one, isn't it?
I'll tell you, coming up soon on the show, here's a question for the audience. Dawn of the Dead or Election Day, which is worse, huh? And don't forget, whatever you're doing out there, worms add flavor. Marilyn Manson reportedly popped the question to his girlfriend, Dita Von T. Manson even took the traditional route, getting down on bended knee to present her with a wig. That even more traditionally, he sacrificed a goat to his dark master, drank a tube of a broth of blood and brimstone, and then asked me on the side of prenup. Here's Chicago.
The worst. Absolutely horrible.
Somewhere,
I mean, and horribly written. To wade through that, just, you know.
And these are the ones that they're sending out, like, you know, for your use today.
And somewhere, and radio audiences are suffering at the hands of it.
Yeah, like, there are people out there that are using them legitimately.
Right.
It's our audience today.
Where's that flavor?
God, hold on. Okay, then. incredible! This is not a joke. Time for an incredible but true fact.
It's just the Richard Harris version.
Yes, it is, Mike. Marsha Vandrasky's lucky number is 3. She has triplets. All born on the 3rd of March, 2003. From her third husband, Rick. She'll be 23. She's a lovely lady. Was never
That's a relatable.
That was an incredible but true.
That was a great story.
There was a real lady. Apparently, there's a real lady whose number is 3, or lucky number 3.
That's incredible. Yes. She has triplets. Born on the 3rd of July in 2003. My God, that's...
You want to do an inversion?
Shouldn't that be March 3rd if you're really going to be, if you're going to make that a real relatable?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then you have other stuff.
You want a cold beginning so you can do something inverted?
Now give me just an intro. I'll just give you a couple of the now, this is, if you're a disc jockey, another thing that they're saying is, here's a good thing to do, make up stuff. Like, if you don't have an animal, make up an animal, which is how you got to this thing with the parrot, that you're supposed to pretend, you lie to your audience, say you have your parrot, and then you lie about things that the parrot says.
Okay.
And then he gives you, I mean, what does it say, Ron?
I was talking to my parrot today.
What does it say? Read it.
This is things I taught my parrot to say.
Okay.
So once you've established this premise with your audience, you go, Hey, Mike, you know my pet parrot, Buzz?
Oh, that is a crazy parrot you got there, Don.
I've taught him quite a few things to say.
Oh, really? How's it going?
First, I tell him to say, Frida's fat, Frida's fat.
Oh, that's crazy.
And then I told him to say, Grandma's got Alzheimer's, Grandma's got Alzheimer's.
Super. Boy, you're making me laugh so hard my monocle popped out.
Then I got my parrot, Buzz, to say, we live in a fascist state. We live in a fascist state. And then I got him to say, Johnny's adopted. Johnny's adopted.
That's great. When are we going to shoot the phone book?
That's in our next break, Mike. And the last thing I asked him to say.
What's that?
Parrots can't talk. Parrots can't talk.
That's not funny.
Wow.
I don't think you're supposed to do them all at once. I think, like, over the show.
Uh-huh.
Over the
well, that would be
I know, there's
no, I'm sorry, there's no way that it works.
Be a running gag.
But yeah, say, I want to tell you, I just taught my parents to say this, ugly baby, you know. Hey, bow wow. I want to tell you.
Yeah, wild.
It's wild.
That's wild stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
I just remembered, I forgot I told my parent, he learned how to say, we're all going to die, we're all going to die.
Oh, my goodness. That's a crazy. You're going to give that parrot a complex.
The list continues. Well, we'll send Joe out tomorrow, and we'll see what happens. Okay?
Very good.
Any excuse to send Joe out.
Tomorrow, Joe in Washington, D.C.
Washington goes for sports.
Yes, it does.
The Senators and Redskins, too.
That's right.
We have sailing, yachting, fishing, too. On the waterfront near Main Avenue.
Who says that we don't relate to the towns that we broadcast to?
Fishing, sailing, yachting, fishing, too.
Right, all of that many years before I was born. And hey, you too.
Me too. The Senators.
Heavy news.
Hold on. Mike, this just in, a bulletin.
Oh, hold on.
Robbie, is this a real bulletin, or is this also coming from your DJ service?
No, this is a real bulletin. Actual news, breaking news from Dallas, Texas.
Ah.
This breaking news comes to us from Gavin Spittle.
Gavin Spittle, what does Gavin Spittle do?
He's the program director of Live 105.3.
Mm-hmm.
He writes to Cameron, the schmuck who's upstairs at our station. Cameron, can you please pass on to Don and Mike? We are carrying all 4 hours of their show from midnight to 4 a.m.
Well, that's
Thank
better.
God. They were saying that we don't that we carry just 3 hours. Since the only place we carry them is midnight to 3, we put 4 hours into 3 since we don't have a lot of commercials.
Oh.
Thanks, Gavin.
God.
Greetings to him and all the little spittles.
Oh, man.
Thank you very much.
A spittle alert.
Thanks, dummy.
Spittle.
Thanks, dummy. I'll tell you something, and I'm not going on any joke sheet right now. I'm Don. Here's my friend Mike. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, great to see you, Don. Is your parrot here?
I was talking to my parrot on the way into work tonight, yeah. And the parrot said, hey, even though you and Mike have been together at radio and that you tried to climb the mountain, you made it in Dallas, you're on midnight to 4, at least your name is not Chris Spittle. Jerk face.
But if they carry the whole 4 hours, it's just condensed because they don't have any commercials to run.
In the 3 hours.
I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better about myself.
Nice of him to pass that along.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Spittle.
Just because we ain't got any commercials, we'll run the whole show. So I guess now when we say we'll be right back, really in Dallas, it means we'll be right back.
Right, thank you, G. Spittle.
In other cities where they actually support the show, we're not on at midnight. We have commercials that play that. And actually, some of our listeners would say it's the worst part of the show.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Listeners in real cities where they hear the show real time.
I certainly won't. Look, I value all of our advertisers.
It's close to real time.
And so does my parrot in Monocle.
Be right back. Don't forget your lobster.
And my walking lobster.
We'll be right back.
This
right back.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Come in!
Come in! Hey, Grandma! I brought an old bunny rabbit for you to have!
Rabbit?
Hey, Grandma! You almost forgot! Grandma, what big eyes you got!
Yeah, I know. All right. Big eyes. Yeah, I know. Come on.
Anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Yeah.
Charmingly ghetto.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Well, Jesus is the topic. Easter's coming, Dawn. Once again, our kids can sleep peacefully. No, a huge magic bunny broke in the house. How about that, Jesus? Once again, our children... Mike, don't you get jokes?
Yeah, I try.
Easter has come and gone.
Yes.
Once again, our children can sleep peacefully knowing a huge magic bunny broke into their house.
Wow. So, you know, we're getting... Really, they're approaching weenie territory. Electric weenie.
Electric weenie? Like I would bear. Bears are awful. They can kill you. I'm just filling time here.
Good.
I'm going to say 364 days that we have to explain again how Jesus rose from the dead, got on the back of that big pink bunny, and delivered candy to all the kids in Nazareth.
Wow. Wowsy woo woo.
Unbelievable.
God. In Nazareth, don't you know?
Yeah.
Use Nazareth.
Yeah. That's funny. Nazareth.
That'll
funny word.
Yeah.
Got a Z in it.
Easter jokes. All right, enough of that.
Thank you.
Because I have some stuff. Well, we've got more.
But, yeah,
I'll pass.
Is that a warning?
I'll pass.
A threat
pass
or a
on
promise?
That for today. Because there's other stuff that really is just real funny. I'm just going to give you the headline.
Okay.
WWE... He's got a retarded wrestler.
Really?
Now, it's not the Big Show.
It's not any of the real guys.
It's not Mick Foley. And right. No, he is a real wrestler. However, he's not retarded. So he's
pretending to be retarded?
He's a pretend retard listener.
Oh, my.
I said listener. That was... Wow. Hey, Dr. Freud, what do you think of that? I got a long distance call from me to Sigmund Freud. No, the wrestler is going to pretend that he's mentally challenged.
Mm-hmm.
His
in the great tradition of many movies,
this was
like radio.
Now, if anybody saw Raw last night, is it Raw that's on Monday night? I think so. And SmackDown on Thursday.
That's right.
If anybody saw Raw last night, I'm not sure if they debuted the retarded guy last night or if it'll be this coming Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's name is Eugene Dinsmore.
Eugene.
And he is not...
Eugene like Dominic and Eugene.
Right. And he is not actually retarded.
But he plays one on TV.
He's a wrestler pretending to be retarded, and he's a retarded guy. He's pretending to be a retarded guy who wants to be a wrestler.
Wow.
How great is this?
Well, this is just a new arena of theater for WWE.
Yep. So, now, I don't know if this is aired or not. They did some tests with this. Uh-huh. I'm not making this up. And they got feedback back from the WWE fans. And even the WWE fans were upset that there was a guy faking it, they couldn't tell. Real, they couldn't tell. They didn't like a tard getting in and wrestling.
Huh. Well, on what level did they not? I mean, were they?
Well,
going, what are they doing here? Are they going for the sympathy vote, or what are they doing?
They got a lot of emails from people who were not amused by what they were doing. And once we found out about this, we sent an email to the WWE because we said, why not? We wrote one using one of the addresses here at the station, wrote to WWE.com and wrote, we said, we are upset about Eugene Dinsmore.
Right.
Because we've never seen...
Got to like the name, Eugene Dinsmore. Is it Dinsmore or Dinsmore?
Dinsmore. This is the response the WWE sent us back. This is a form letter email response.
All right.
Dear name, the WWE intends to portray the character of Eugene as a hero, as are the many people with disabilities around the world, many of whom are WWE fans, who must face everyday challenges to live the type of life many of us take for granted. Eugene, despite his disability...
But he doesn't have a disability.
Fake.
Right.
We'll get a chance to achieve his dream of becoming a professional WWE wrestler. We hope Eugene's story will encourage other people with disabilities to strive to achieve their dreams, whatever they may be. Now listen, I know that we're friends with the WWE, and I know that they book wrestlers on the time,
right,
on the show, and we love that.
Yeah.
However, WWE, you got to be slicker than this. We get the story that says you've hired a retarded guy, and the story alludes to the fact that the guy is pretending to be retarded. So then we send you a note. Now, granted, we didn't send the email saying from your friends at the Don and Mike show.
Right.
We just sent it, you know, name of whatever, you know, Stinky Spiewak, whatever
right.
the name is that we
right.
used. Said, you know, we're very offended you've hired a retarded guy. And that is the exact word-for-word response.
Well, how would you have them modify it?
I would not answer. I would not. If anybody wrote, I would probably just send them back a standard thank you for your interest in the WWE.
Well, they probably have to send something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they say with the character, they're making it like a stage play. The character is going to be portrayed as a hero.
I'm reading a chat group here, and one lady writes, I was told the character would be similar in vein to Warren, Cameron Diaz's younger brother, in the feature film There's Something About Mary.
Okay, now. How great is that?
I'm not sure. Yeah. That kind of counters the hero thing.
Yeah.
I don't think that they were going...
Was Warren really a hero in Something About Mary? I don't think they're going that way either.
Franks and Beans.
I think the WWE has got more of a sense of humor than that.
I do,
if
too.
If they're going with the Warren character.
There's no way that we found out on this show. You want laughs. I'm sorry to say this, it hurts feelings. You play the tard card.
Mm-hmm.
You want laughs, you play the tard card.
Right.
And if you're the WWE... So
do you think that's what they'll be... Well, you can't find out, obviously, until they go for it.
It's too cruel to get a real tard.
Yeah.
To wrestle. He could hurt himself.
Sure.
Something could
very
happen.
Very dangerous.
Right. I mean,
let's have guys...
He could wrestle.
Yeah, with a cane.
Hold on. Here's now all of our WWE fans are calling in.
Here we go.
Eric.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Eric, hi. We're doing great.
Yeah, the character it was introduced last week on the show.
Oh, so it was last week on Raw, right?
Have you seen him?
Yes. It's basically what they're doing is they're taking Nick Dinsmore, who they trained in their minor league system. They gave him this character to get him on television.
Just tell me, how retarded does he look?
Honestly, except for his mannerisms, he looks like a normal human being.
His mannerisms.
He looks like a normal pro wrestler.
His mannerisms,
I'm sorry. Yes.
No. Hold on a second. We're playing the tarot card with a real listener right now.
It's mannerisms, and look at Mike. Look on Buzz's screen. Buzz has got a... I tell you what, he don't look retarded in that picture.
Original name, as the caller said, Nick Dinsmore. And
doesn't look anything like
serious wrestling enthusiasts are upset about the character because they really thought he had real potential and saw him as Rookie of the Year. And they say this character is just going to spoil it.
So they're dissing him by giving him this character
right,
to play.
Because they think he's better than that.
How dumb is the WWE that what we did, we heard the story, so we floated them a fake email, seeing what the response would be, and their response to us is... You know, hey, we care about people with disabilities.
Well, whose idea was this anyway?
I think all great ideas, Mike Vince McMahon.
Smells of McMahon, doesn't it?
Sure does. Okay, WWE guys, tie it a knot.
Yeah, go work on your mannerisms.
Put it back in your pants. We'll get to this later. I got something even more interesting.
Really?
I had a couple of things I wanted to discuss today. That was the first one. The second one is this, and bear with me for a second on this, Mike. You know that the music industry in general, sales are down on CDs.
Right.
Sales are down, even with the iPod and e-music and everything, sales are down.
People aren't buying records. Music.
Do you know what 10% of the world's music market is right now? Out of the 100% pie that is CDs, DVDs, everything, ringtones for phones. This is where the music market is making now 10%.
That's astonishing. I mean, it really doesn't surprise me, but it's still an astonishing number. Wow.
Anyway, the market itself, ringtones last year,
right?
$3 billion.
Wow. And that's really when you go to a website and you download a ringtone like you do with Batman.
Right. Let me explain it. And then I did a little research on this, and you're going to love this. Hold on. One call history, key guard. Oh, come on. What is it? Settings. Come on. Just play. Just ring. Rob, call me. Just call me.
This is great.
I'll just play it. I downloaded one of these. And incidentally, I'm playing the retarded guy on the show today.
You're a hero.
Here you go.
Here it comes.
Come on.
You've had that for a long time.
Oh, I love it.
How much did you pay for it?
Very elaborate.
99 cents. Every 6 months.
Wow.
Goes all the way to the end. Real nice in a business meeting when this goes off.
You get respect from your peers that way.
Anyway,
that's right.
So I got that, and everybody has them. Rob, I hung up.
You're not answering.
I just hung up.
Oh, that's rude.
Here, Mike, are the top 10 most popular ringtones.
Okay.
Number 10 is the theme to the Pink Panther.
Henry Mancini.
And then you have the number 9 most popular is Holiday Inn by Chingy Ten.
Really?
Number 9 is Stunt 101 by G Unit.
I got that.
Number 7 is PIMP, Pimp by 50 Cent.
That's online.
Number 6 is In the Club by 50 Cent.
I've got that one.
Number 5 is One Call Away by Chingy Six. The number 4 most popular ringtone is the theme to Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, wow.
Number 3 is Milkshake. Yeah, it's song Milkshake.
Uh-huh.
Number 2 is Hey Ya by Outkast.
Right.
And the number 1, this is not a joke. This is why real stuff is funnier than those dumb jokes.
Sure. That's right.
The most popular, most downloaded ringtone in America is Sweet Home Alabama by Leonard Skinner.
I would not have guessed that. If you gave me 5 hours.
If I said to you, there's classic rock.
No. There's no way. You say classic rock, I still don't get it.
How great is that? How great is that? All over America, somewhere.
So what you're saying is the way people feel about music nowadays, they don't care about listening to anything on their iPods or going out and buying a CD. What they care about is what their what their cell phone rings with.
That's the $3 billion.
I got to get me one.
10% pie.
Because I've got just your standard little ring, and I've got to get me one.
$3 billion, 99 cents at a time.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Right. That's a lot of people.
Just look at the volume of that. Now you have to pay. Do you say you have to pay it every month?
No, every 6 months, I think. But it's one of those things.
99 cents every six
might,
months?
They might be charging me 99 cents every call. I don't know.
Well, you know, it might be something to look into.
No, it would.
With the billions of dollars that are being made. Perhaps every year you're spending $6,000 or $7,000 on a rent.
It's either every month or every 6 months. Uh-huh. I'm not sure. Either way, it was very...
99 cents a month. Very affordable.
It was very cheap. And, you know, it's funny. It's funny the first time.
It's $12 a year.
It's embarrassing sometimes.
Sweet Home Alabama.
All I know is Sweet Home Alabama.
Here we are with all the rappers.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then we get some of the odd songs. And then you've got...
Number one.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Right next to it.
And don't forget, number 10, Pink Panther.
You know, I've never...
Pink Panther.
I've never heard Sweet Home Alabama go off yet. That's me, dude.
You got a bunch of Chingy Six, Chingy Ten. You got 50 Cent, Milkshake, Outkast. You know, Hey Ya, those are good songs.
But now, Outkast, who doesn't like Outkast?
Mm-hmm. Sweet Home Alabama.
I'd like to get Outkast on my phone.
If there's anybody on our the radio show audience out there listening,
right?
Anybody out there listening?
I thought of it.
Hey, anybody out there listening? Speaking of retard.
What's up, guys?
I'm a wrestler.
Anybody out there listening? If you have Sweet Home Alabama as your ringtone,
uh-huh.
Call us up. We'll give you a prize.
And how? What is the process of getting a ringtone? Anyway?
It's very...
You connect to the internet over your phone.
Yes, and all I had to do was select... I had an A through Z list of songs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I selected Batman, classic Batman.
It's very good.
And your
provider, for example, say... Singular Wireless or Sprint will.
In my case, Sprint. Yes.
Will give you the.
Done immediately.
It's done like that.
Done like that.
Well, I venture to say I'm going to try to have one before the end of the show.
Hello there, Don and Mike. Not that fast,
really.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Well,
what's the process?
Let's see. You know what? That's a good task for you. That's a good challenge.
Yeah. Now who's playing the tar?
That's a good challenge.
Really?
Challenge for you, Mike.
Let's see how I do.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up?
Hello, Vincent.
Yes, Singular Wireless actually charges $2.99 for the ringtones.
Who charges that?
$2.99 how often?
One-time fee.
Ah. Yeah, there's that too.
I would think you should only have to pay for it one time.
Uh-huh. If you go in 7-Eleven, you can buy cards that have different songs on them, and those are like $1.99.
Really?
Yeah, for the phones. Yeah,
boy, sure. I really feel like I'm behind. I'm behind in this technology.
Well, anybody out there, Leonard Skinner, that's the one that we'll give a prize to today. That's number one.
I just bought a video cassette recorder. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, of
course.
Let
me guess. Yeah. Betamax?
No.
Beta Rule.
No, I got something called the Hiss.
The Hiss. Oh, VHS.
Yeah, Wave of the Future.
I get jokes.
It's very, very exciting, and it has a very special, it actually rewinds the tapes.
Mike, here's good news and here's bad news. Good news is, and let me just say, thank you, Jesus. All prayers are answered. All glory to God.
Oh, really?
Right.
Yeah, ABC is renewed, according to Jim.
Hallelujah!
ATJ.
Hallelujah!
Our prayers are answered. Now, there were some people that were worried because ATJ, according to Jim, on the same night as AI, American Idol.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's incredible. And sometimes, really, great talent gets ignored.
Yeah. It does.
Not this time, though.
Thank you, Jesus. So it's back.
Hey, any coincidence there? Jim, Jesus, same first initial.
No coincidence.
Hey.
And... this is sad.
Uh-huh.
This is sad. There's a guy who murdered his girlfriend, sliced her up into stew, and then fed her to homeless people.
Oh,
you might remember this thing. It's like from the late 80s.
Couple years back. Very disturbing.
Anyway, he says he's ready to be released. His name is Daniel Rakowitz. Claimed he was the Messiah. None of these guys claimed he was Jesus. You know, came to Earth to save the homeless, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he's gotten so far... In his attempt to get out of jail, he has passed every single test thus far that he is now up to the final one-time... He's got a jury next month. He's persuaded everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
He has to persuade a jury next month
mm-hmm.
to free him from the Kirby psychiatric ward on an island. Prosecutors are planning to fight this release.
Sure.
Well, you know, if he makes his girlfriend into stew, I think they have a legitimate reason.
He says he realizes now he was mentally ill at the
time. Mike, he beat her. He beat her, and then he hacked her body parts,
uh-huh.
put them in a bathtub. He boiled some of the body parts on his stove, and he served the stew, which contained her fingers, to homeless people down in Tompkins Square.
Oh, yeah, let him out.
Some of her that he couldn't manage to shish kebab up, he left in a garbage pail and some buckets. Left those at the Port Authority baggage room.
Really?
Uh-huh. At his trial, which was, I guess, in the 90s, he denied that he killed her. But he did say that he did cut her up, boiled her, and bleached her bones, but only did it just to disinfect her.
Yeah.
Just to disinfect them.
Yeah, clean. Well, yeah, I'm so glad that he's at the final stage.
Now, the deal is this. If you go to jail for something like insanity, I think it's every year, every 2 years, every 3 years, or something like
it's
that.
It's a regular review.
You can come up every...
It's like parole, but right, it's different.
Mm-hmm. Every 2 or 3 years.
Like John Hinckley, right.
So this guy, it's his turn now, and he's made it past, mm-hmm, like a citizen's alert.
And he should go before a jury, or he should go before a parole board or something?
A jury.
Like randomly selected people.
Correct, 12 people.
Huh.
Here's a quote. He says that it's drugs that made him cut up his girlfriend.
Oh. You know what the final instructions to the jury were? Bring your appetite.
Mike, hold on a second. We might have a winner.
Send that right into the service.
Steve?
Yes.
From where are you calling from, Steve?
Burlington, Vermont.
Let's hear the ring on your cell phone.
Okay, take the second to start playing. Do it right now.
1 second.
Okay, that's all right. I was just right in the middle of the thing about a guy who cut his girlfriend and turned her into stew and served him to homeless people. Mm-hmm. That guy's a step away from getting out of jail. But we'll break in for this.
Well, the media will have a feeding frenzy over that. Found her head in a bucket at the bus station.
Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. And...
It's coming.
Hold on.
Sure it is.
Well, hurry up here.
I can. It's just the way to... Here it goes.
I want it.
We have a winner.
I want it. What do you have, speakers with that phone?
Well, it's just the way I'm holding it up.
Is it now? Now, how long have you had a Sweet Home Alabama?
I only have it for one of my callers. She's from Alabama, so...
Now, listen. If you could find a legitimate reason to have it on your phone, he's got one of his callers. Are you telling the truth, son?
Yeah, I am.
Whatever you want to believe, Mike.
I'm feeling gullible today.
Either way, you got it. Listen, you've won the Chris Rock prize pack.
Ooh,
from HBO. Cool. Chris Rock has a great new HBO special this weekend for the first time in 4 years. Chris Rock Never Scared. It's this weekend, Saturday at 10 Eastern, 9 Central, only on HBO. So there's a hat and a sweatshirt and a CD, a bunch of stuff with Chris Rock. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Yep, no problem.
Thank you very much. Hold on, let me go back to the guy that cut up his wife. Yeah.
His girlfriend, Don.
Girlfriend. Well, you know, is there a difference?
They were going to get married.
Let me see. He testified he killed her. Said that he didn't play no part in the dissing, and then he said the cutting up.
And then suddenly he got a phone call and we heard Sweet Home Alabama.
He didn't play no part, the quote is, I didn't play no part in the dismemberment. I know, but
he never
the transcript says.
Oh, well, how does it say?
It says, I didn't play no part in the dismember. Cutting her up, but I washed out the bones. Okay, asked what he would do if he was freed. He said he would want to speak to school kids.
Oh, that's
about
perfect.
About the danger of drugs.
Yeah, yeah, bring him in.
And, Mike, you'll be glad to know after he jumped through all of these hoops, here's your happy ending. The jury decided... The best place for him to work was Westwood One. And he'll be doing the 3 to 6 a.m. shift on Live 105.3 FM.
Very exciting.
In Dallas.
I read that he came into the courtroom walking a lobster.
With a monocle. And a fake British accent.
They sent him back to the Hoos Gown.
Wow, that's a little disturbing.
That's all I got for you now. More later. Oh, did I tell you that John Travolta wants to be an astronaut? These are just like stories that are just one-line jokes.
Well, he loves to fly.
We should let him. And also that Carl Malone is opening a restaurant. And you know what the number one pirated DVD is?
The Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of guys making money off that.
All right.
That's all I had. Now, I'm out. Listen, it's up to you guys with a phone scam.
That was chock full of material.
Yeah. You're cutting them today.
I'm cutting them. Oh, I'm cutting them over here too, in more ways than you know.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Even though we don't discuss it anymore, I meant you're cutting up like you're making jokes, but you're also cutting them today.
Yeah, I am. I apologize.
Hey, listen.
Everybody within 10 feet of me.
My nose has gotten no fine from the FCC. Okay. Yeah, Rob, you're right.
Yeah.
Rob is rolling the snowflake. Dead rat.
Thank you, Rob.
It's arguably indecent.
Phone scan.
I don't think it's badly offensive, though.
Phone scan right now. Get on the line to get on the air, you animals. Anyone can call to our show.
And time to get my new ring.
8-7-7-365-3636. Canada, 800-636-1067. We'll be right back.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show. More entertaining than a litter of acrobats. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, Todd Rundgren. This is music. I'd like this in a ringtone. Eating something wasn't right. I think Mike got his ringtone during the commercial. Did you, Mike? Did you? Oh, did you?
It's
going to
expire.
Okay, wait a minute. It's going to expire. What happened?
I just lost it. I was trying to.
Why would it expire?
I don't know, but it's just. Wait.
Want me to call you?
Can you hold
no,
it up
I
by the phone?
I didn't do it yet.
Hold the phone.
I lost it.
Well, you lost it because I was...
Because you were doing your singing, and I knew it was going to expire, and now I don't know how to get it back.
I bought it. I heard it.
Well, wait a minute. Let me see if I can find it.
I just heard Mike going beep, beep, beep on the phone.
No, no. Right. When you had your headphones, when you keyed the mics and the room got quiet...
You heard it?
I was able to hear it play.
I have no idea how I get it back, though. I've downloaded it into my phone.
Uh-huh.
So now I've got phone book messaging, web downloads.
You have to shake it. You have to shake it.
But I didn't assign it yet. That's the thing. I didn't assign it yet.
Sign it to all calls.
All right, wait.
Do you have Rob as a... Or
here we go. Got it. I got it. Wait.
Cool. All right, hold on.
Here we go. Ready? You want to hear it?
Yes. Oh, you got Cheap Trick.
It was either that or 50 Cent. I have another one, too.
Is that the actual recording of it?
What's that?
That's the actual recording.
Well, that's the phone thing that I was able to download. Wow. I mean, lickety-split. $2.50, though.
Wow.
Never better spent.
That's worth it, though.
Is that forever?
It's new territory. Yeah, I don't know if it's forever. I'm not sure, but
what else did you get?
I got another one here.
Did you have to give them your credit card number?
No, not at all. Oh. Hold on.
Your social security number.
I don't think.
Here it is. Oh, Crazy Chicken. Everybody has that.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's I think that's on there, you know.
Yeah. Crazy Chicken comes with. But the Sweet Home Alabama, way to go.
Yeah, well, I want you to want that. You know what?
What?
I was under the gun. There are apparently millions of these you can sit through. That's definitely not what I want. I'm going to have to spend at least another $250 to get something. And by the end of the show, I will have what will be my official ring.
What's your dream? What is your zenith?
See, with me, it was easy.
I guarantee you, by the end of the show, because now I know how easy it is to do, I will have something that, I mean, I'll sift through all of them, and I will have something that I really like, and then... You may judge me on it.
All right. Phone calls right here, right now.
Touche.
877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Donnie G. A question, if you please.
Sure.
If you could call yourself Chubby G, do the twist, and tell jokes from a joke sheet.
Would you?
They just came back on.
What?
What? He had work to do.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Idiot out.
Hello.
Idiot out.
Phone scan. Well, thanks for reminding me, Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, now you got him depressed again.
Evan Bush. I'm serious. Damn dummy.
Isolated. I think you're being foolish to look for something special from the president.
Damn,
not going to happen.
Damn dummy.
You're not going to be, you know, you're not going to be pleased if you watch that tonight.
Tuesday night.
Uh-huh.
You don't come on, you want to come on TV, you want the network time. Dude, come on at 8 o'clock.
This is something real special. I understand
preempted a very special show, and here at my press conference, I'd like to bring out for Mr. Don Geronimo, who's watching us in Virginia tonight, I'd like to bring out Simon Cowell, who'll be critiquing along with Paul and Randy my presidential press conference answers.
He better. I don't know, dog. You all right? I think, Mr. President.
Yes, Paula.
I think you were so wonderful, and you spoke from your heart. And,
thank you. I appreciate
that. And in your soul, and I'd say you're a really good president.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Paula. You're my favorite. You always look so pretty.
I just want to say that your daughters are spectacular.
Yeah, but Simon told me that I was a little pitchy. I was a little pitchy in my answer last time.
I noticed that.
God damn, Bush.
You know, and now I finally get addicted.
Takes a lot to push me over the edge of the politician.
I get addicted to this TV show, and Tuesday night is just such a great night to watch it.
Listen, do it tomorrow night. What's on tomorrow night? Well, American Idol.
Yes.
I do it Thursday night. Well, that's CSI, that's Survivor. Hey, do it Friday night. Or whatever, the good old days, when you guys would go on in the middle of the day.
They used to have afternoon press conferences. That's when it used to
right.
be. I used to be a buddy of mine when I was at American University. He was like one of the youngest guys to ever work in the press corps. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, his name was Mark Fiedelholtz. I told you this story. And the guy used to get picked. And he was an a-hole.
Oh, you told me this guy.
And we used to bust
all
his
the time.
Chops. We bust his chops unmercifully. And we would sit there, unhinge our jaws, and laugh out loud. Because, like, he'd be the third one that Reagan would call on. It was amazing.
And
it really was.
If I could just interject. You know, the Fox Network, and I use those words loosely. The Fox Network that we've all come to know and begrudgingly accept.
Right.
Let me tell you one thing. I
thought you were going to say admire for a second.
Now, one thing that we did admire about Fox is that when something important happened,
used to be.
You always ran cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pre-9/11, something bad would happen.
No, Robin. When I was back there, no. We didn't laugh because President Truman always called on him. But ladies and gentlemen, I have been the recipient of the very first Rob Spiewak I Am Old joke.
There you go.
Thank you. And he is. And now look who's on his
He's
job.
Dying.
God,
he's
couldn't be
dying.
He couldn't be more delighted.
Rob has never told the joke he doesn't love. So the Fox Network that I know, let me just say, Fox. Again, speaking to, I am Fox. Mm-hmm. I watch your channel.
Mm-hmm. I am Fox.
I am the Love Boat. Listen, you've got Fox News Channel. You've got that uptight channel.
Right.
Put it on that.
Right.
Let people know. You want to see that, go to our uptight news channel. You want to see your American Idol. But no, you know, they're afraid, and I know why they're afraid. They're afraid because the headline the next day would not be George Bush says this about the PB&J. The headline the next day would be 30 million people watch American Idol. 3 people watch George Bush.
Right. What you're saying is the Fox channel ought to just, you know, forego the news.
Yes, absolutely.
Like the old days.
Yes, yes, come on. Do you remember back when Fox came on when it was In Living Color and it was
Married with Children?
Tracy Ullman, and when they were only on 2 nights a week and it was 21 Jump Street.
You think? Are you optimistic that the president is actually going to say something that's going to be
yes,
newsworthy? You really think it's going to be special?
Like I said before.
It's subjective, but I bet you on that, too.
Not to reiterate too much, but I would bet you on this, that his handlers, because they've picked the biggest night of television, and the night that everybody in America is going to be watching, those who watch TV, he's screwing up television for everybody tonight.
He's not, your premise is that they're doing it to make some major announcement, and I'd say there's no way. Right. They're doing this because they have so much pressure.
Then they're idiots, and they're picking the biggest stage in the world. If all he's
They've got
do
so much pressure on him right now to even have a press conference because he hasn't had one. That's the reason he's doing this, and because it's a knee-jerk reaction.
Right, but here's the thing, then. If that's the
that's
case,
what I think.
If his head is empty, and he's just going to get on tonight and go, I sure do like Crawford. Well, then, why wouldn't you say, put him on tomorrow night? Put him on tomorrow night. Don't put him on tonight.
We don't have the choice.
Don't put him
because
on.
Because I really...
No. I'm talking about the Bush people.
The handlers.
Not the TV people.
They don't care. I know you might want to think they do. They don't care about American Idol.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Call me! You must... Either tonight, he's going to say something. Either he's going to have the smoking gun, or he's going
to... No way.
No, I'm just giving you the options.
Right.
Either he'll have the smoking gun, or he's going to say that he's got cancer of the liver, or he's got butt cancer.
Like the psychic.
Or he's got something awful, or he's going to pull out, like I said, Osama bin Laden.
Let me tell you why that's not going to happen.
Or he's going to say, I knew about it, and I screwed up.
No, why that's not going to happen is because what he has scheduled for tonight is the traditional, regular press conference.
Then if
this
that's
is not his
case,
agenda tonight.
If that's the case, listen to me, Bush, you need a new agent. Yeah. I don't know who's handling you, dude, but I want to tell you something. I remember your dad. I remember your dad and the bad rap that your dad got when he didn't know what a scanner was at a grocery store, for God's sakes. If you're going to come on and do your mealy mouth, do it on Wednesday night, dude. Don't do it on Tuesday night.
Do you think the president has ever watched an episode of American Idol?
Yes. Yes, I do. I think he's just dumb enough. I think he's probably a fan of JPL. John Peter Lewis.
Of course.
I bet you, Mike.
But no, Don, if he was, he wouldn't preempt it.
He would have had to have been talked out of it.
Yeah.
No, there's no way. Mr. President, tonight's the night that you make the statement to all of
you. You don't understand. John Peter Lewis is still in the running, son.
You have an audience of 30 million people tonight, Mr.
But I wanted to see how JPL would do against the crazy redhead.
But Mr. Bush, if you do well tonight, you'll be able to see it tomorrow night, and then American Idol will also be on Thursday night.
Well, you got a point there. Let's go with the press conference tonight. That's a good idea. This will guarantee JPL will not leave.
Hello. Don and Mike.
That's his strategy.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Delivered it right, didn't I?
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, you got HDTV?
Yes, sir. High definition, we sure do.
When you watch the president, zoom in on his neck. He is a true neck bleeder.
All right, that's what I'll do tonight.
Now, when you say neck bleeder, is that like based on shaving?
Was it breather or?
He said neck bleeder.
Bleeder.
I believe he said bleeder. Now, when he says neck bleeder, does that mean the shaving thing?
I've never seen him on TV with those little pieces of
toilet paper
on his.
Do you know what you really have to notice for guys that age? It's when they forget where they're bad Adam's apple shavers. If you ever notice old guys, and I don't want to say that I caught myself. But old guys tend to miss that little strip right on their Adam's apple.
Sensitive, Mike.
Yeah.
It's like down there.
It is. It is.
It's the down there of up there.
If you go over that a little too firmly, you get yourself a whale of a razor.
That's Nick City. Let me just say this. You ain't telling me anything that I don't know. That would be your chaint, incidentally.
Uh-huh.
That would be the combination chin.
Right.
Taint, your chaint.
Yeah.
Adam's apple.
Or your chacho.
Could be very erotic and exotic.
Rob, that would be chacho as opposed to nacho.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, there's actually ringtones that you can download for free. Ringtone ring sites.
All right, thank you. Genius, thank you.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't have those on my handy little phone that I can just press a button. And voila.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm so happy about that.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Last night on either Inside Edition or Extra, there was a story about how the Passion of the Christ saved my baby's life. Did you see that?
Did not, my friend.
I guess the lady was bathing her child and it left her and the baby started to drown. And when they came back, they performed CPR. And when they were performing the CPR on the child, they both, the parents, were thinking about the movie they had just seen.
Sure.
And for whatever reason, that caused him to perform CPR correctly because he had never performed it before.
I wonder how many people have died during the telling of this story.
I'm just getting consciousness right now. I'm passing out.
Yeah.
Where are we, Mike?
You are in the studio all
the time. Is American Idol on tonight?
No, Don, nothing has changed.
Why?
Oh, no.
Why?
No, it's preempted for the press conference.
Lie to him.
Do you still have Cheap Trick on your ringtone?
I'll double check, Don. I'll be with you in a moment.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Oh, hold on, Andrea. Hi. Hold on a second, please.
What do you think, Andrea? You like that?
Yay.
Yes, that's really nice.
Wait. It was a quick one. I mean, I only had about like six to choose for. I didn't want to get 50 Cent.
Why?
I had 50 Cent because I didn't.
Come on.
I'm not really familiar with that type of music.
In the Club's a great song, though.
All right.
It's a good song.
Yeah, hi. Anyway, what can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to call because I love Mike's impressions, and I wanted to see if I could request one.
You'd like to request an impression?
Yes, please.
Well, why don't you go ahead and see? I'll see if I can help you.
Okay. I wanted to see if you could do Rob's laugh.
Rob's laugh?
Rob.
I can do
I love his laugh, and I'd like to see if you could do it.
Oh, his real laugh?
I can do one of his real laughs. One of his laughs is... Carrie! Thank you. Thank you. I'm here all week.
There it is.
Rob, do the real thing when you call Carrie, because you have a certain...
Yeah, Rob, nobody can duplicate the... Rob has a power in his voice, yes. Which is just like... Say, for example, let me paint the picture for you. This is the scene, okay? Carrie has just messed up the VCR for the third time, and Rob finds out, and Carrie's upstairs.
Or let me paint this picture. Mm-hmm. That has been the end of a beautiful weekend. Carrie's just fixed Rob a wonderful dinner. Rob's enjoying a wonderful Beck's beer when all of a sudden he notices that one of the TV stations is not coming in clearly. You are farting like a madman.
I've got issues today.
Anyway, be it happy or be it sad, it's... Mm-hmm.
Carrie!
A little more than that. It's Kingsley. It's
B-flat. B-flat.
It's Carrie!
Carrie!
Yeah, that's like that. Closer.
Our house isn't that big. I don't normally have a
big... But you heard it one time, right? You witnessed
yes,
it?
Yes, my God, yes. On the phone, he's screaming at her. Like, get off the telephone. Hello, what is that you're spraying over there to mask you?
I'm spraying a brand new product called Oust.
P-U.
It's Oust Air Sanitizer. Eliminates odors, kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria.
If one man's opinion smells worse than the smell it's supposed to be covering up.
Yeah, maybe I'll find my own.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I wanted to give you a heads up on Kathy C. Gifford's going to be hosting Fox and Friends tomorrow. I think all 3 hours of it.
Oh, really? The morning show with Steve Doocy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to get Bobo.
Oh, I love that. You know, I can't tell you how many... That's a good tip, and thank you, my friend. I can't tell you how many times I'm watching the Regis and Kelly show, and I'm thinking how good Kelly Ripa is, even though in a lot of ways she's become Kathy Lee, that she's got the products and she's got this
she's
TV
not,
show.
She doesn't have the same phoniness, though.
Right? No, and what has to eat her up... And speaking of, I would, but never mind. Today, who was on today? He wasn't there, and it was some loser was hosting the show with her.
Wasn't the Saturday Night Live guy?
Oh, Daryl Hammond. Thanks, Mike. It's Daryl Hammond. So he's sitting there, and he says, "Hey, Kelly, incidentally, what about this FHM magazine? 100 hottest women in the world." Going down to the party with 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty. Get me in the clubs. Get me in the clubs. Kind of making love.
Yeah, I've spent $5 on the show today.
You can write that off.
Yeah, I can.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Oh, Kathy Lee.
Hold on.
So he holds up this thing this morning and says, "Look at this, Kelly. You in FHM, the 100 hottest women.
Right.
You're the 40th hottest woman." And she goes, "Oh, you know, pshaw, I don't look that good."
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine Kathy Lee Gifford sitting at home?
Oh.
And can you imagine she's got the towel rolled up on her head like the turban, and she's walking around, and by now she's drinking. It's 9 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And
she's already washed her face in the big bowl of ice.
The kids are at school. Giff is up on his oxygen tank.
Right.
And she's walking in front of the TV going, that bitch, 40th hottest woman in the world, my I'm Kathy Lee Gifford, and I...
Drink your wine.
You know what you have? You have my leftovers. That's what you have. Oh, you're the 40th cutest one.
Box office poison.
Yeah.
All over
Spits
the TV.
She's
got to hate it. Because everybody likes Kelly Lee Ripa.
Well, she's likable, and she so far has not been corrupted by the stardom.
And how great would it be? Well, I'll watch that tomorrow. Thank you for that tip, Kathy C. Gifford, on the Fox and Friends show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Hello, maybe she'll serenade this with some of her Broadway favorites.
Oh, fantastic.
I always loved it when she sang on the show.
Yeah. She's good people.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yeah.
Don, I'll tell you, I live up here in Vermont, up by the Canadian border.
Yes.
And I get like a couple of Canadian stations that are like broadcast over the air.
Yeah.
And on Channel 12, they play the Sopranos uncut.
Mm-hmm.
They play the Osbournes uncut with all of the language.
Yeah, that's one great thing about Canada. I hate saying great
Canada
stuff
really about Canada, does not have the censorship issues.
But they do have the dumb rules with radio.
Say that 10 times. Censorship issues.
They've got the rule with the radio, though, that every other record has to be like by Brian Adams or Gordon Lightfoot.
Is there a horse on the line? Oh, it's a chainsaw.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, it's that guy calling from the institution. He's cutting up his girlfriend. It's actually a ringtone.
Hey, dinner's ready.
Is that a ringtone?
But it could be, I bet. Tonight we're enjoying soup a la Frida. What I've done is taken my wife, I've cut her up real good, boiled her.
I think he's cutting his phone in half. Yeah. Are you cutting your phone up?
Hello?
Yeah, Donna Mike.
What are you doing?
I'm running a gas-powered lawn edger.
Oh, a lawn edger.
A lawn edger.
In protest of the George Bush preempting American Idol, I'm going to cut my wife's brand new expensive phone in half.
Wow.
Well, now, don't take it out on your wife.
Oh, why not? What's she doing?
All right, go ahead. Why not?
That was great.
He's upset.
Yeah.
About his American Idol not being on tonight.
Sure.
Me too. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, I know you guys like to hear about a good movie, but I saw one yesterday.
Did you see it in Baltimore?
It was on, I think it was on HBO.
It was on, what was it?
It was called Femme Fatale.
Heard of it.
With Rebecca Romaine Stamos.
Right,
right.
She's no longer with John Stamos,
with
you know.
With Blackie Parrish.
That's right. She kicked him right out of town.
She's unbelievable. Have
all
you
right,
seen the
I'll tell you what. Don, 15 seconds, describe it. Go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I think the F-bomb just got out on the air.
Funny, got out on
no
the
one
air.
Said
that's,
it.
That's funny.
No, on Mike's polyphonic ringtone.
Mm-hmm.
The song that he played actually has the F-bomb in it, and I think it got out.
You bastard!
Oh, no!
You bastard! You've lost us our jobs now!
Oh, no!
You bastard! I want to say, if the FCC's listening, turn this down for a second. He did it! He did it! He did it!
Mike.
I didn't do it!
Nah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Come on, where's the caller here? Hi, you're
come on. Don and Mike, hello?
Kevin.
Mike, you are really not paying attention.
I am. I'm listening to everything. I'm just doing a little something here.
I know, but you do
it. I do it occasionally.
I know, but I hate it when you multitask.
I know you hate it when I multitask.
I hate it. I like you. Concentrate, please. Please concentrate on the show.
I'm like that wrestler.
Please concentrate on the show, Eugene.
All right, I will.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah.
Hey, I got the lead guitar out of Freebird for a ringtone. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Now, see, I'd like that.
Yeah, I'm sure you could download that one, Mike.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm into a whole bunch of stuff. That rocks.
Hold on. That's good enough to be the last caller. Yeah, end this thing. That's good. You're the last caller. We're out of it.
Now you're obsessing on the fact that I'm looking at this thing. What? I'm just holding it down here, and I'm just taking an occasional glance at it.
I know you are.
I'm concentrating.
My friend, what's your name?
I'm doing the work.
What's your name, my friend? Are you there? Hello?
Hello, caller. Leonard Skinner, caller. You were actually going to win a prize for that.
He's gone.
Wow.
He's gone.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know.
I'm doing this. Now you're being quiet because you want me to fill the time because you think I'll be staring at this thing and I won't be able to do it. And there they are. And this one's for you. I'm going to download this one for you. Oh, this will be great. I am. It's just connecting, so now I've got it. And you're going to like that.
You are connecting.
No, I'm not going to do that. You know what?
Well, you screwed it up.
I got to cancel it because it's not funny. And
well, then play
I don't want to play it for two. I haven't bought it yet.
Well, then play it.
It's the Batman theme.
Copycat.
See?
Play it.
See?
I bet it's not as good as mine. Play it.
Right, now, can I
come on, spent the last 10 minutes during the show doing this.
Hey, guess what? Batman theme is only $1.50 plus tax.
Ah, a bargain.
Yeah. All right, I bought it. Now it's down. Now it's got a download.
What?
You know what? You didn't think I'd be able to do it during the entire show, and I've gotten... This will be my third.
It was my mistake for challenging
this will be my third. Because sometimes I get excited. All right?
Mr. Gadget, occasionally I get a little excited about new technology.
Please focus on the show.
Now post-processing and saving. Huh? Please wait. There we go.
It shouldn't hello.
Be here anyway.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, dear. Here's the Tonight Outfire, dear.
Hello!
Now Mike has it. I think I'll keep this one. Think of the confusion it'll cause.
That's all right. Mine's better.
It's the exact same one.
Mine's better.
Exact.
Mine's better. Mine has a different ending on it. Mine doesn't go bum, bum. Mine goes bum, bum.
Yeah. All right, I will have one that'll just be absolutely killer by the end of the... By the time we come back.
But tomorrow, who's putting this time thing on it?
I am, because it's a whole, you know, question of I'm not that savvy technologically.
Nobody said that you're not that savvy.
No, but I mean, I'm excited about this, and I think I can blast through a few of them pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I keep talking like this. It's all based on that stuff we got from ManCow.
Let's just get a winner. Hello?
Let's do it.
Hello? Don and Mike show. Oh, there you go. There was somebody out there doing something else. See, like you, Mike, they're doing something else.
What am I doing right now?
Right now, concentrating on the show.
Raise your sharp focus.
Tiger!
Here we go. I am the tiger.
I'm Siegfried, you're Roy.
There we go.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Which one do I want to be?
You want to be the one who doesn't get mauled, so you want to be Siegfried.
You'd be a wrestler.
Roy is now your partner.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, I want to tell you guys about 24, the put in of Against Sopranos on Sunday.
Yes, I know, I've said that.
Right, but it's TiVo time. It's TiVo time.
I've already mentioned this. What about the starving children in Africa who don't have TiVos?
Yeah, forget them. I don't have it either, but, you know.
My friend.
I'll tape it on the computer. I'll download it.
You're the last caller here on the phone scan. What is your name?
Joe.
Joe, where are you from?
Baltimore.
Joe, you got the Chris Rock prize pack, courtesy of HBO. Chris Rock returns to HBO Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. He's on Saturday night on HBO?
April 17th, Chris Rock, Never Scared. That's on HBO. Enjoy, thank you.
Super cool.
Hold on a second.
Super cool.
Mm-hmm. Super cool.
Super cool.
Mike, if I could beg your indulgence.
Yes.
During the next break.
Right.
I never do this. There is a product. You know how sometimes you get a product that you're excited about,
right?
Like the time that you got that thing that turned your house into the antenna.
Yes, the power antenna.
Power antenna.
And then you bought.
And then there was dismiss.
And then you bought you bought the deep fryer.
Yeah, the deep fryer, which I use. I have a better one now.
Okay, well there is a product.
And I'm now excited, which I haven't even mentioned it, about the Showtime rotisserie oven, which I have now completed both a rib roast and a leg of lamb.
Mm.
Magnificent.
What about the products of Dave Dornbush?
Dave Dornbush, the food saver, was not exactly the most successful.
Oven.
The Jetstream oven.
The Jetstream oven. That's
I had both. I purchased both.
Well, if you will,
they're both on the scrap heap of television offers.
If you will indulge me in just a moment,
yes.
There is a product.
You've got something?
That I think is the next big thing.
Oh, really?
And not only do I have...
It's a FedEx, a UPS next day box. You ordered it.
It sure is. Well, no, I heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just say, it's getting... lots of press in the Palm Beach Post.
Well, I'm riveted right
now. The national exposure for this product,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's the next big thing. So just stay there. It's coming up after the break.
I fear you're being sarcastic.
Not me, Mike.
Not you.
I'm the listener's friend. I'm your friend. Stop playing with your phone! What are you doing?
I've got another one here.
Come on!
I've got another one here. Multiply exhibit.
Yes.
What? Well, it says page error. I'm sorry. I'm just doing the best I can. I'm sorry. I'm just having a little fun.
I know.
It's been the brightest part of my day. All right.
I know.
It has.
No.
It really has. It's been exciting.
I know.
It's been good.
We're gonna take another drive down Divorce Road today. we all took the tour before the show today.
I know. Yeah, I know you did. And hey, remind me. That dynamic, never again, okay? Never, you know, here's the dynamic, right? Mm-hmm. You want the dynamic that works? The dynamic that works is Mike talks about his personal problems to Don and Don only. Rob, this is no offense to you. It does not work when you're in the room. Because you know what? It's talking to the Brothers Grimm over here.
Yes.
It does not, it just doesn't work. Nothing was said, nothing was done. I did it anyway because I was venting, but I knew it was wrong because, you know, it's just wrong because I know that somewhere somewhere, a glance is exchanged, and there's just a tiny smirk.
No, there is not.
But the dynamic doesn't work. Not. You will agree, the dynamic. Here's the thing,
when Rob is in there,
yes.
When Rob is in there and you're pouring your heart out,
mm-hmm.
all it does, tears. All it does is encourage me, and I won't get into specific,
mm-hmm.
but to say to you something that really I wouldn't have said to you. Mike, remember that time I said to you, when you told me that thing, and I didn't and I was going to say to you.
Yeah, you gave me a look. You gave me, and I know the look.
I was going to say to Mike, you effing chump. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when are you going to learn?
Yeah.
And it was.
And you said that again today, and I appreciate the support. It made me feel a lot better. You know, when you're pouring your heart out, you want somebody to tell you you're an effing chump.
No, but I
make all your troubles vanish like magic.
But Mike, I didn't say it to you before.
No, I know.
When
you looked at you because I mean I can read you without you saying it.
Mm-hmm.
The look goes like something like this. Is like.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to get into specifics, so it's hard to describe exactly what we're talking about.
I can't get into specifics. That would be against the law.
There was a situation Mike was involved in,
mm-hmm.
and he was feeling good about it.
Oh, okay.
And I gave him a look like,
mm-hmm. beware, young man.
You chump.
A warning. Warning to a friend.
Then he came in today, and he was unhappy about some things, and was talking about some things. And
you were able to say, you know, in a roundabout way, well, it wasn't chump. It was, a different version of I told you so.
I think, didn't you also tell me that your lawyer told you the same thing today?
Yes.
Okay, so there's two guys who you chat with who know you who are both telling you on the same day.
I know.
On your side.
I know.
And trust me, yes, on your side.
I know that's true.
On your side.
That's true.
What, you think it'd be on her side?
I know, I have to be tougher.
Come on.
I don't like being tough.
Look at how
I like being a jelly roll.
Look at how
I like being a cream puff.
Look at how aggressively you attack that cell phone.
That's true. There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. You turned it around again. Now I'm feeling better about myself.
Good. All over again.
Yay. All right.
Got a break. Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I'm so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see you the second time. And there's a long line here.
Arnold.
Oh my God! It's Don and Mike.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh my God! Okay, here's the deal with the. Do you have a ringtone before we start the segment?
I do not.
You do not?
No. No, I wasn't able to find one. I was trying to get something from the Doobie Brothers. I went into a search and was unsuccessful.
Would it be possible? Could you just humor me? Maybe just put the phone down for this segment?
Yep. I'll put it down.
Thanks.
Okay, I put it down. It's down now.
You're still looking at it. You're still touching it.
Fondling.
I'm just... All right,
caressing.
All right. I've got it.
You've got what?
I've got my ringer that
okay,
I'm going to have.
Okay,
I have to buy it now.
Okay, let's hear it.
No, well, I have to buy it.
Take a minute.
Purchase it. And that won't take much time at all. And I'm not trying to slow down the show.
You're not slowing down the show.
I'm not trying to slow down the show.
You're not slowing it down at all.
There, I'm going to buy it.
It's the Don and Mike show.
I've purchased
that. And I figure when we're together doing the show, we can be doing the show together.
You quite often handle the early part of the show. This is probably kind of this is my responsibility to step up towards the second half of the show usually, and so I'm not.
I mean,
really
I'm fine.
Now post processing and saving. Please wait. I should have it momentarily.
I'm fine with whatever schedule you're on.
It's fine.
It's just
I'm very disappointed. Can I just say I really thought that I'd come in here that it would take no time at all. Uh-huh. It did not, and I'd come in here with something that would slay everybody.
Commercial breaks are so short.
Well, that's not going to be yes, but there's so few commercials on our show, especially
it's
if you listen in Dallas.
Slow.
It yes,
works
it is.
Too slow.
I think everybody's trying to do it today, you know, download the ringtones.
Take your time.
System's jammed up.
Take your time.
All right. That's what here we go. And this is a disappointment.
Here it is.
Okay. I can't
on the road again?
On the road again. I know.
You're an idiot.
I know. Thank
you're
you.
Really an idiot.
I accept that. I accept that.
I mean, you are really... All right, all right, all right. You're an idiot.
You're on
I'm
wheels.
As disappointed. I am...
Hey, get it on the road again. I'm wheels. Hey, I'll try to come up with something before tomorrow's show.
Okay, yeah.
I'll do it on my own time.
Hey!
You know what? Let's call it show prep. All right?
Let's
call it that.
Let's do, Mike.
Once every quarter.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
Can I share with you now?
Yes, I'm not even going. My phone's across the room.
I just wanted your full attention because I know when there's a great new product.
Right. No, I'm excited about this. I have no idea what it is.
You want to be part of it. Now, we have the owner of the toy the company, the guy, the inventor on the telephone.
It's a mm-hmm. toy?
Yes, it is. His name is Jay. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how you doing?
Hold on, Jay. I'm going to turn your thing down so you can't talk on the radio for a second.
Okay.
Mike, let me ask you.
All right.
Who's the hottest governor celebrity in the world?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's right.
See, I'm paying attention now.
Okay. Now, what's America's favorite animal to make toys out of?
A favorite animal to make toys out of?
A mouse.
Mickey Mouse?
Not Mickey Mouse, but a mouse.
A mouse?
That's right, Mike, a mouse.
Yeah, a mouse. Yeah, it's a mouse. Yeah, sure, a mouse. Everybody loves mice.
Now, how about this? How about a mouse that's a keychain? Except the mouse that's the keychain is approximately the size of a softball, meaning that the keychain that you're supposed to put your keys on
uh-huh.
is attached to a rather large
yeah.
stuffed mouse. And what if the mouse, because of rights and copyright infringements and stuff, uh-huh. couldn't really be called the Arnold Schwarzenegger mouse keychain?
Yeah.
What if you called him...
God, I'm just so used to disappointment today.
What if you called him, Mike... But wait till you see the items. What if you called him the Californiator, and as you can see, it's a mouse, and he has a little barbell in one hand.
He's a very pumped up mouse.
And he has a cigar in the other hand,
uh-huh.
and as you can see, he's got the keychain, right?
And wow.
I know this radio is not a visual medium.
That can't fit in the pocket. It doesn't make any sense.
But Mike, here's the best part.
What?
It talks.
Oh, yeah, wait, does it have the Arnold?
Listen.
Behold! Beautiful
bouncing bison. But wait,
that's
more.
A ripoff of the Dana Carvey.
Just
bit.
Listen, there's more, Mike.
I'll be back for some cheese.
This is going to take off like wildfire.
Now, meanwhile, you've got, you know, Johnny Goofball
but
in the back
minute.
Of the studio.
Only because he knows how much I love the product.
Okay.
Wait a minute, because there's more.
Wait, now wait. They got the Total Recall.
Right, and there's one more then. Hold on.
Behold, my big, beautiful, bouncing bison.
Well, that's a repeat.
All right, so this is the
is that
one.
A cigar in the other hand?
Yes, it is, and it's a bicep. It's a bicep, and then he's got a dumbbell here, and the thing is about, I don't know, 3 inches tall, and it's plush, and, you know, it's a keychain. So
it's
I
a plushie.
I saw that, and I thought, wow, that's great. But, Mike, why stop with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Mm-hmm.
When you're making this year's hot new toy,
okay,
let me introduce you to another of the Spice Mice. This is
the Spice Mice. Is yep. that like a theme of the Spice Girls? Is
oh, that no, that's what the name of the this line of toys / keychains.
Spice Mice,
catchy. Here is Lil Spicy, and as you can see, he has on his bling bling. He's also
I like that
a dumb keychain.
I want that one.
One of these stuffed animal things, and why? Listen to what he says. Some might say annoying. This one just never stops.
Wow.
Okay, well, hey, thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
So you get the idea.
I love that.
And you might think right there, that's reason enough. You've got
that's
the Arnold,
enough.
You've got the Arnold Schwarzenegger one.
There's
you've got the rap one.
Right.
Hold on.
Why go on? There's another one?
Hold on.
Is there another one in the box?
No need to go
Mike,
on.
What else is hot right
And you're doing the whole, Ron Popeil thing.
Because I believe in the product.
There's
you know?
More. This
I believe
great.
In the product. Who's
You
the
wouldn't pay $250, not $230,
who's
not $220.
Who's the hottest mobster in the world?
Tony Soprano.
That's right. That's why.
Oh, that might be the one I have to
That's why you have Tony Whiskers Musiano.
Okay.
As you can see, again, it's the same.
Well, he looks like McGruff the Crime Dog.
It's the same dumb little...
Why is he dressed like Dick Tracy? I don't like it.
You see, he has a guitar case. He's got a gun in there.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then you press his button, and he says...
Forget about it.
Bada bing,
bada bing, bada
boom.
Bada bing. Now, this is all over.
Don't look at me cynically, Mike, because I believe.
And it's all over the place. I like a little consistency in my character.
You want consistency?
I do indeed.
Let me give you my favorite.
I really would like that.
This is my favorite.
Still more.
Miguel.
Oh, wait a minute.
No. Miguel has...
Now, this might be a winner.
Miguel has a poncho and a sombrero on.
Right.
And Miguel says...
I have a mucho mustacho, which makes me mucho macho. You quiero cheese.
Uh-huh.
You know, they take a great idea, and I'm not liking what they're saying.
California, here I come.
Now, you don't tell me that these things...
There they all are.
The next big thing.
All right, so... Okay. I love this.
That's my favorite part when he goes,
this product. Rob?
Yes.
Tell the guy we got to take a break. Pick up the phone, tell him I'll be back with him in 2 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Going to be
okay. Obviously. But these are garbage.
Mm-hmm.
These are probably filled, like everything made in Vermont, they're probably filled with human remains.
Uh-huh. They'll sell.
I don't even know if they're made in Vermont. Here's all I know.
Like everything made in Vermont.
this schmuck has spent $300,000 to get these things out. This idiot on the telephone is convinced that these things, these spice mice, these are going to be the toy sensation, the Cabbage Patch Kids,
really,
of 2004.
Wow.
Look at them. They look like something your kid would bring home.
From a carnival,
and you would say to him, don't even bring those into my house.
Right.
Because I know that we're going to catch something. Because you're bringing these things.
And you maintain, well, you're going to have to ask the tough question, which is always,
where
are they made of human remains?
But my whole thing with the guy is going to be, I believe in the product.
Sure, of course. And then at the end, will you hit him with the human remains?
I don't know.
Ready?
How is he? Is he a believer still?
I think so. I think he's digging it.
Good. Come on. All right.
I'm going to go in the air, Jay. Hang on.
And we're back on the Don and Mike show at 34 after the hour. All right, so Mike, you saw the gifts, you saw the toys. I think they're the Cabbage Patch. I think they're the Furby this year.
They're incredible.
What do you think?
These are going to be flying off the shelves.
Joining us now,
I've got several questions about the product. But
joining us now is the man who's the genius behind these toys, Jay Commey. Hey, Jay.
Hey.
Jay, your last name is Commey?
Yes.
Not like Commey, though.
I've heard all the jokes.
Spelled with a K. Let me ask you something.
Sure.
The idea to release one of these dolls, one of these, do I call them
spice
dolls?
Spice mice, Don.
The spice mice. Where'd you come up with this? And again, the Arnold Schwarzenegger one, if I could just play this one.
Behold, my big, beautiful, bouncing bison.
You know what that is?
That's hysterical.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Where'd you come up with the idea for these?
I just looked at the market, and there seemed to be, toys were divided into two categories. You had, like, sugar sweet toys that said, you know, happy birthday, happy Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
And then you had the kind of the degraded toys that, you know, farted and set obscene things. And I didn't see anything out there that was really just personality driven.
And these things I'm seeing now, would there be a copyright problem with Arnold Schwarzenegger since the California rodent says stuff like, hasta la vista, baby?
Well, you know, he's a public figure, so he kind of gave that right up.
And the same with the Tony Soprano bear or mouse, where he says bada bing?
Other mobsters are saying bada bing before Tony.
Right.
Okay. So
I don't think I'll have a problem with him.
You're right.
What about Pedro or Miguel? What
Miguel
about
right
Miguel?
On?
Yeah, that Yo Quiero cheese is right on.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yo Quiero cheese?
These are great personality-driven novelties.
Yeah, that's great. Let me tell you, I often find something that I think is going to be the hot toy of the coming year, and I'm telling you that I believe. Can you tell me how much these babies, what's the retail on these?
Walgreens just started selling them for, I think it's $5.99, 2 for $10.
How are they going? How are they selling?
They're going great. Most of the stores, see, we had a lot of stores telling us, well, that if they don't say happy birthday or if they're not greeting card oriented, they're not going to sell. And people didn't think that because they were personality driven that people would buy them.
Now I notice here on the tag I see that it says Clearwater, Florida, made with polyester fiber. It's washable here. Made in China. Now this is where I might have the only problem endorsing that what I think is the toy sensation.
You made them in China.
Made in China. Why not made in America?
It's really, really difficult to make a toy in America just because of the costs.
Well, now, for a quality toy like this, and you're selling the... Let's hear again the... Right, you're getting...
Can I hear him go do the... I.
there he is. I'm imagining if you're charging $5, that I'm looking at this and I'm thinking it's got to be at least... what do you think? 28 cents to put one of these things together? Now, really, what's your cost ratio on this, if you don't mind?
There's a really, really small profit margin on it.
Very small. Yep. And I know that because I can tell the
quality. Razor sharp, what do you make, 10%?
The quality shines through.
After all the costs, I probably do about 5%.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this true that your wife is nervous because you have taken your entire life savings and thrown it into this project?
She's going to hate you for bringing this up.
Is that true or not?
Yeah, it's true.
Ooh.
It's true.
You're really rolling the dice with these.
You're fine.
Why do you think these are the greatest toy? I mean, I know why I think they're the greatest toy. Why do you think they're the greatest toy?
They're just pop culture. They're just reflecting what's going on today, and they're not cursing. They're not sugar sweet. They're just funny.
What happens regretfully when the battery fails?
They last about 5,000 squeezes, so we haven't had one fail on us yet.
And you're happy with the Chinese workmanship?
Yeah, you make a good point about being able to make it here, but the amount of jobs that it can create if it sells well, I think would
And listen, as with all great toys, occasionally there's a little negative feedback. I'll just say, for being a keychain, these are mighty big. These things are like 3 inches tall, and
they're actually about 6 inches tall.
Yeah. A little tough to fit in the pocket if you really were to use it as a keychain.
Yeah, kids put them on their backpacks and when to put it in their purses,
and I've been noticing the workmanship, and this one right here. The Spice Mice smells like duck sauce.
And now,
I'm not sure what that means.
It might be time to ask the tough question.
All right, go ahead, Mike.
Is there any truth to a rumor that's been floating around? Have they been made with human remains?
I don't want to incriminate myself here.
Dude, all right, listen, dude. I don't know how to put this to you. There's not a polite way to put this to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to say this to you on the radio or off the radio?
Whatever you want to do.
Well, no, I leave it up to you. Would you like to hear what I have to say on the air?
You're going to give him your honest appraisal of the product and your opinion of the product.
Yes.
And you're giving him the option of whether you will do that on the radio.
Well, at least with his voice being heard. I'll take his voice off the air.
Mm-hmm.
You can do whatever you want.
Well, I might feel more comfortable talking to you off the air.
Okay, then let's do it off the air.
All right, hold on, please. I'll be a people person. Hold on a second.
And just ask me, in the case of a natural disaster, can you eat them as a non-toxic food?
Hey, dude. All right, listen, we're off the air. You should know. I won't say this to your face on the air. These things are garbage. You're only on this show as a goof because these things are garbage. They look like they're worth like 48 cents. If my kid got one of these at a carnival, I'd tell him to go down and get an AIDS shot right away and follow that up with a tetanus shot. And while you're at it, why not just take some penicillin for good sake? Because look at these things. They're junk. The workmanship stinks. They're like the cheapest roses. They're like if you went to Sportland on an arcade and you're playing the claw game, it's some old ratty, natty, badass toy that's been there for 5 years,
Don.
And your life savings, I got news for you. That's gone. That's gone. Whatever you had, and your wife,
but
she's right.
But if they fly off the shelf, she's got to call us back.
Yeah, but if these happen to hit, you really got to call us back and make sure that everybody knows that the Spice Mice were first discussed on the Mike show. But I want to tell you that, and I mean this seriously from my ticker. It's junk. It's garbage. The money, is this true? That was it 300,000 mice, or is it $300,000 you put into this? So how much have you put into this yourself, just between you and I? More than 100,000? Loser! Loser! You!
You seem very violent about this.
I accidentally.
I think you destroyed the phone.
I broke the phone.
You did more than.
And I bet it still works though when I put it in the console here. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Are you there?
I'm still here.
Yeah, he's hanging.
God bless you.
I'm sorry.
Boy, you really did destroy the phone there.
Feeling very passionate.
The Spice Mice have angered you somehow.
Oh no, Mike. No, not at all. I love them. I think this is a great product.
Right.
A nice little private conversation.
Oh, okay.
Off the air with Jay. And listen, to fantastic. Thanks for thinking of us. Thanks for sending them to us. And
Jay, will you call us back if these become the next Cabbage Patch?
Sure, I will.
All right.
Okay. Good. How would you rate your appearance on our show today, Jay?
Okay. Take care, buddies.
Okay. All right. Bye, ass.
There he goes. That was fun. It was interesting.
You know, I didn't know how to get out of it with him.
That's what it was.
That you did fine.
When in doubt, light the fire.
Because it was just...
douse him in kerosene.
It was junk. It just came in a couple of days ago. Rob opened the box and said, do you believe this? Mm-hmm. Look at this garbage.
Behold, my big, beautiful, bouncing bison.
Yeah, right. Hello, loser, idiot, moron. Except, how much do you want to bet?
That's terrible. Can I have them all?
As a side bet. Would this be a killer if, like, this fall they come out and they go, and the hottest item, Spice Mice?
You never know with the American public.
Oh, come on. Look at these things.
They have a mucho mustache.
I will tell you why they will probably sell.
Why?
Because of the fact that I want all four of them for my 6-year-old, my 8-year-old.
Okay, there you go, Mike.
There they are.
There you go. Dad of the year tonight when you go home. There you go, all of them for you, and here's...
You know what? You know, there was a day where you'd be snatching.
Oh, no,
these
I know
too.
I would have. And this poor schmuck, he even paid for UPS next day.
Wow.
Air, because we called him up and said, we really...
Hey.
Oh, you fixed the phone.
Hey, you fixed the phone. Way to go.
We called the guy. We said to him, we're really interested in the product. Mm-hmm. We believe in the product. And he said, well, you love the product.
But you know what? Really?
Let me send you all four models.
Looking at these, that's what it is. It's the kid factor.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. But don't let your 8-year-old drive.
Good advice.
As a keychain, I'm not real sure where they have to stick a chain out of its head.
And listen, I know he's a public figure, but I would urge both Arnold Schwarzenegger and
Eminem,
Tony Soprano, and Eminem to look into that. And yep. I guess George Lopez.
There's only one thing I want.
We're talking about the poncho.
There's only one thing I want.
What's that?
How do I get this into my phone as a ringer? That's what I want to know.
What do you want? The one that goes. Well, I would be remiss if I at least didn't give the guy a plug for his website.
Yes.
No, you don't need to.
Sure, Rob. Come on. Hey, even I have. I've got to shave this face tomorrow morning. SpiceMice.com.
There you go.
That's not a goof. Then.
And he is invited on the show if they become the
if I go to the website, would you go to SpiceMice.com?
Sure.
And see what happens there. Because what we really do is ambush that guy, which is great. We didn't ambush him as bad as we could have.
No. Hey, you notice on the rapper's thing, it's got a little cheese on a tattoo. A little cheese tattoo.
No detail was spared, Mike.
That's great.
And, you know, for a toy manufacturer, don't you want him to sound a little more like Willy Wonka or something? That was a dreary guy that makes toys.
You want one for your daughters?
Yes, I would.
There you go.
But you know what? I could come home with a paperclip. I just got to come home with something.
Okay.
You got their buttons?
Yes, I do. In fact, if you want them all, just order the Spicy 9 package.
Oh, there are 9 of them?
Yeah.
Flip it around. Let's see how
the bride mouse.
Flip
the
around
big
your
sitting mouse. Do you want me to click on Shop for Mice?
Yeah, please do.
All right.
Please do.
All right.
God.
Page loading. Here we go.
This is a real cottage industry this guy's got.
You can get all 9, the original Spicy 9, for just $59.95. Investors welcome. Cheesy Rider.
Wow.
Glamour Mouse. That's Bride heavy. Mouse. Big City Mouse.
Right.
The ones you had. Right. Love Mouse. Mouse in the Hat.
Look, Buzz, Arnold and Pepe are having a little battle here.
I have a mucho mustache.
Oh, my God.
That douche.
Great.
Really?
I'm the sorry mouse.
You just want to kill him?
My favorite is the Mouse-inator.
The Mouse-inator. There you go.
The Arnold one.
You see, really, Arnold didn't say he'd be back for cheese.
Right, he didn't. That's the thing.
Here I come.
And my favorite part. There you go.
Now you can see why I'm head over heels in love with the product.
Sure. Of course. And why there's a small part of me that is really amused at these things.
Now that we've all handled them, am I the only one who feels itchy?
There we go. And look what you can do with them. You can make them dance by putting them on your index fingers.
There you go. All right. You know what's sad now, the more that I think about it?
What is
this? This probably really will be a good product. This probably will be something that you dopes buy and turn into like the next big thing.
Then he comes back on the show.
Don't you have a claw machine at your restaurant?
A what?
A magic claw machine.
Hank's
Look Around Cafe.
You had that the night we were there for the opening of Hank's Look Around.
It has been removed and replaced.
Is it your home now?
It's been replaced with a display case.
Oh,
for Omera gear. You know what? It says here, the spice line.
Or thy name is Mike.
Howdy, everyone.
Yes, Spice Mice, recently featured on the Regis and Kelly Show.
There you go. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's over. Right. Get ready for disappointments, right?
Wow, I guess it's happening.
Yep.
Anyway, there you go. That's my early Christmas pick for you guys. Stupid, dumb, idiotic thing.
It'll be a smash.
Let's see you right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right, Don and Mike?
I think that's where they originate from,
yeah. Las Vegas, hello.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. That's a great tape for so many reasons.
It's just beautiful to listen to.
Zero tolerance for stupidity.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let me tell you that tomorrow on the show... Oh, first, I want to mention, the whole show today was talking about Bush and American Idol and the DJ service and everything. We covered a lot of ground on today's show. I stand by my first impression of The Swan. I watched it last night. I don't think that show's got legs.
Mm.
I don't think it's got legs.
I found the second episode of The Swan to be extremely disappointing.
Uh-huh.
I really got sucked in the second time around, and then the payoff just doesn't exist, and I agree with you. I don't think it's going
to
last.
Anyway, I just wanted to mention that. I could be proven wrong.
You know, I was one of the staunch supporters last week, and I forgot to watch it.
Well, you know what? It just didn't have the same... With plastic surgery shows, makeover shows... It's hit or miss, and when you devote an entire hour to two individuals, and then the makeovers aren't all that great, then it's a tremendous disappointment.
Except that one girl did want D's.
She did want D's.
Yeah. She did get D's.
But she still looked like a linebacker when they got done with her.
She did.
What if, like, one girl in five became hideously disfigured?
Now we got a show.
On tomorrow's show, in case you didn't listen to the whole show today, and let me just say, shame on you.
Amen.
You got to listen to the whole show. I don't have time to reset everything for you, but there was a DJ joke service we got our hands on today.
Oh, boy.
And one of the bits that this disc jockey, Mancow Muller from Chicago, was sharing with other people in this disc jockey network was to have someone on your show, or as he said, your guy.
Mm-hmm. Your guy.
Have your guy go out and dress eccentrically. Now... Exactly what he said, and this is an idea sharing thing with other disc jockeys.
Right.
If we joined this program, for instance, what we would throw in from today's show would be, hey, we found the number of a great guy that makes these really crappy toys.
Right.
But here's the setup that you got to call them up and pretend that you're going to like it. Then at the very end, it's just you tell them that they suck. I don't know how that would translate if other DJs could do
it. Probably difficult.
So, but what this guy said to his other DJs is, hey, here's the idea. You get a guy with a monocle. You know, one of those little things in your eye, like the Monopoly guy.
Right.
And he's out walking a lobster, and he's carrying a trumpet. And he goes to whatever area in your town is touristy and pretends to be a tourist. Woo! So tomorrow, you will hear Joe Ardinger. He'll be out at various... monuments and attractions in the greater D.C. area.
Yes, we have plenty around here.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be walking a lobster on a leash.
Right, with a monocle.
And we have secured him a trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
He will also be asking a variety of questions in what we think is somewhere between a British and Australian accent.
Yeah, it should be fascinating.
Anyway, that's on...
He's our guy.
That's on tomorrow's episode. And
cool.
Now I am humbled, if you'll give me just a second to set this up. I've been screaming about Bush today, about how he's screwing up American Idol, and I was told that he was listening to the show. Mm. And Rob, what's the configuration here? It's got to be... All right, I'm getting it. Now, I got to wait just a second.
Because
there's the thing, it's not even that far, but like 15 miles away.
Right.
The thing downtown, the two-way radio. We say, hey, George?
Oh.
Hey, George.
How do you... Don?
Hey, W.
Yeah. Just, it doesn't seem to work.
Turn that thing.
To get down there.
Turn it to the left.
Damn thing down in Crawford, Texas.
Turn it to the left.
To the left.
To the left.
There we go.
No,
turn
to
it.
The no. left.
That left. The other,
the other
left.
Way.
Come on.
Son,
I'm trying to talk to you. Hello?
Here you
are. That's
here you are. Now, where are you at?
Man, I'm down at my ranch in Crawford, Texas.
Now, what? Listen. What? What, if I may speak to you directly.
You spoke directly, son. I've got a bone to pick with you about a mile wide.
What the F are you doing tonight? You're screwing with American Idol.
Don,
you're screwing with 24.
Don, I need to talk serious business with you.
All right, George.
How often have I said I'm the president of these United States? And how often have I implored you to trust my judgment on matters that concern the national consciousness?
Well, I'll tell you what I told Mike and Buzz and everybody else that's in the show.
I think I got word on that, son. I'm briefed on what you said. You were slamming your president because he's preempting one of your favorite shows, and then I add one of mine.
Did I?
American Idol. I love JPL.
Did you hear that I also mentioned I thought that because your handlers had you coming on during this most important time when people would be watching that, you wouldn't drop the ball, that there would have to be something incredibly important you would say tonight?
Don, in my PBJ earlier today that I received in the room, my office, my special secret super office that I have in Texas, I was instructed that I need to get TV time and TV time quick if I'm going to get my special message out. I have a very special message.
So you do have something special.
There's an important time in our society right now. It's a time in our country, in our national state of mind, that we need to come together in our time of turmoil. You know, with all the talk about this briefing about 9/11 and our involvement in Iraq and the perils of the economy, I thought it was time for me to bring out something that I believe will bring people together as
you,
a nation.
Why are you going on?
I do that now because the television audience.
During American Idol.
Because it's important to gather these people that would normally be sitting in front of their television sets. And for me, as your president, to come into the living rooms and talk to all these people that are waiting to see their American Idol.
Sir.
Now, I know they might be annoyed at first, but when I make my big, super, special announcement in front of the entire national press, you are not going to be disappointed. You are going to understand once and for all what is going to pull this country out of its national malaise.
Right, sir, may I ask?
Yes.
And we will go to a secure channel if we must.
There's no need. I've been approved to give you a preview of my remarks this evening.
Now, this is what I wanted to hear now.
Very exciting.
As I said,
this about as a big an announcement right now, because I think this is what's going to put a smile on every individual's face in the United States of America.
Now, what's that? Could we be done with the war in Iraq? Could you have found Osama bin Laden?
Yeah. I'm not going to play 20 questions with you, son. I've got a busy schedule, and it's important for me to give you this information before it gets leaked out, because then we're going to have the big announcement coming up at 8:30. I'm real excited.
All right, go ahead. Tell
right,
me
hold
what
on, let me get my copy.
Whatever it is, you're taking American Idol off, and I think that's a mistake.
All right, here's how it's going to go. Now, listen, you can't tell anybody about this, all right?
Don't tell anybody.
It's for you and your listeners.
All right.
I've been paying attention recently, so it's going to be A-okay.
All right.
I got briefed on this. Ladies and gentlemen.
You know, you're taking 24 off tonight as well.
I understand this. Now, can you just let your TV habits go for a change?
All right, Mr. President.
In this time of turmoil in our nation, we need something to bring us all together, all Americans from all walks of life, people that work hard for the American dollar, people that support their troops as they fight a difficult and an increasingly difficult struggle in Iraq.
Blah, blah, blah. When are you going to get to the part? You know, come on, I'm talking to you now as my friend.
I got a new ringtone. No. This is very, very important.
Come on,
for everybody to understand.
I know all this. Get to the meat. What's the big announcement that you're going to say instead of American Idol being on tonight?
We need something to bring us all together, and that something comes in the form of what I believe is the best new product to ever come across my desk in the Oval Office. I've got one of them right here. I'm talking, of course, about Spice Mice. Listen, just listen to this sample. These delightful plush wonders will have the USA laughing like drunk retards. I am so excited about this. That was California, one of the fantastic Spice Mice. It will take your mind off your current troubles. Listen to this one. This is another mouse. We call this one, hold on a second, a little spicy.
rap for me, Lil Spicy. I do believe that these incredible Spice Mice will take our minds off of our day-to-day troubles.
Wait a minute.
And a smile will come on the face of children as well as adults.
This is what you're coming on TV tonight to promote?
The FCC has no problems with them, son. These are going to be A-OK. How about this? Mexico Mouse.
Yo quiero cheese.
Yo quiero cheese. And I speak Spanish from my days as Texas governor. And then we've got the Tony Soprano Mouse. I'll tell you right now, I've got troubles mounting up to here. I've got neck high. I'm wading through it. But let me tell you something, son. These are great, great products. And when I really get in a real bad mood and a foul state of mind when I'm thinking about the current state of our nation, I just latch onto one of these Spice Mice, squeeze it real hard, and let those funny little sayings that involve pop culture come out of its mouth. Now, it's mouse mouth. Each and every day.
So
I thank you.
This is what?
And God bless the United States of America.
That's what you're taking American Idol off for tonight.
I'd like to point out to our country that I'm not the only lovable puppet out there. These lovable puppets are just for you, especially the Yo Quiero Mouse.
Cats? We don't need no stinking cats.
Because this is a secret. With this wonderful Mexican mouse, it's my ace in the hole for foreign relations. I'm very, very excited.
You're a dope.
I tell you, what's John Kerry got? An Etch-A-Sketch? Right, a spirograph?
You shouldn't be screwing with American Idol tonight.
Al, you knew. Don, I want you to support me on this. I want you to get behind me. Get behind me.
We just had the guy on the show. I told him that those mice things, they're junk. They're garbage.
You didn't go for it, Dick. You didn't like it.
Oh, dear.
All right, well, I don't care. Well, screw him. Screw him and the horse he rode in on.
Look at this.
All right, come on. Give me some nachos.
Oh, dear.
Where are my nachos?
You'll choke me.
I laughed until my eyes shut.
And that's we that hello we lost.
I don't think he was happy.
We lost.
You know,
ain't that a coincidence?
It's amazing technology that he got that to you while he was on his riding lawnmower.
So you heard it tonight, 8:30, 5:30 on the West Coast,
right.
Or if you're listening to us in Dallas earlier this evening.
California, here I come.
Probably filled with the insides of dead babies.
Oh, God. Wow, it's gotten worse.
I don't doubt that.
There you go.
Unborn fetuses.
Wow.
There's a fetus in every one.
Fantastic.
Jesus Christ.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz me.
He made it up.
Mommy, my Tony Soprano mouse smells like fetus. Mommy, my Arnold Schwarzenegger mouse smells like abortion.
Ew.
But it's so cute and funny.
Yes, very cute. Lovable.
A Buzz?
Yes.
What is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, in Iraq, the TV news reporters are running scared.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a serious story that I think we can find a little humor in.
Of course.
And
humor in everything, yes.
And here,
not necessarily everything.
Well, there are a couple of reporters over there. And frankly, I mean, you know, who would
the idea of kidnapping wouldn't disturb you? What you're saying? Yeah.
I don't want to mention.
Who would you send over there? Might be the operative thing. Like perhaps a one way ticket for Frank Sesno.
Tony Snow.
Send him over there.
Yeah,
I'm sitting here on the streets. Whoa, I've been kidnapped.
Well, who's that guy on Fox? David Assman.
Mm-hmm.
I'd send David Assman over.
Very
there.
Very good. Yes.
You know, just send him over with a giant shirt that on one side says Fox News and on the other side says, take me now. Take me now.
It's dangerous.
All right, it's dangerous. We know that. We'll find out with Buzz.
Stay tuned.
Come back.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up
coming
on the
up.
Don and Mike Show.
On the Don and Mike Show. And Jeannie Most, boy, she could fight her way out of it.
Oh, that would be fine. Nobody could take her alive.
This is all very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Now in their 20th season, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Almost we are. Time for Buzz's news and comments. Buzz brought to you by Viromax. There's another good Elton John song. Those American Idols should have done last week. Right?
Absolutely.
Viromax, did you read this? This week on the American Idol, the one that we won't see tonight. Thanks, Bush.
No.
It's movie themes, but next week...
Barry Manilow song.
Oh, no, really?
Naturally.
And Barry Manilow's going to be there.
Of
course he is.
That's a special guest.
Oh, man, I might tune in next week. Buzz Now, brought to you by Viramax. World's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor?
Doctor developed, clinically tested, patented Viramax. Get it at retailers nationwide. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
The good news is with Manilow, at least they're down to 7 songs. I mean, it's getting better each week.
Exactly. So. Not like you wrote all of them.
Mm-hmm.
We are so not in control.
I get Barry Manilow jokes, okay?
We are so not in control.
You know what that joke is, Buzz? Fine. It's a miracle.
It absolutely is.
A true blue miracle.
Yeah.
Could it be the magic?
It could. We're so not in control.
You just can't help yourself, can you?
Looks like we made it.
Send it to Mandy.
I will. She, you know where she is? Weekend in New England.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh,
wow. She is.
I thought she was at the Copacabana. We are so not in control in Iraq.
Even now. I'm still racking my brain for Barry Manilow songs.
Well, I wish you'd smile.
But, Rob, I can't smile.
Great setup.
Why don't we let that be the end of it?
Okay. Welcome to Faggots on Ice. God.
There's no ice in here.
We
are so not in control in Iraq. TV news crews there are starting to take extra security measures. ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC have agreed to share a single news crew in Fallujah where the violence continues. The idea is to make the folks with cameras a smaller target, a luxury the troops obviously don't have.
You know, listen, dig this. This does not bode well for what's happening over there, that now the right. news people, who are more competitive than any other business you know,
mm-hmm.
what they've decided now is that the not threat is so great
yeah.
that there's going to be, like in WW2,
mm-hmm.
there's a pool. That means
yeah.
there's
right.
there's one camera
right.
that all the networks use.
How'd you like to be that guy?
Yeah, and there's one camera. There's
field producer, one satellite dish. They'll all share
as small a unit as possible.
Because it's lethal.
Potentially right? very lethal.
Very dangerous.
I mean, and I think anybody that doesn't have their head in the sand knows that name. It already really is hard. Fallujah.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
I think they'll remember that one forever.
Yeah. I was reading today that, of course, they're taking more terrorists, and it surprised me it's taken them this long to figure
this out. Taking more hostages, you mean.
Yeah,
right.
I'm sorry, taking more, what did I say, taking more terrorists.
More terrorists
the terrorists are taking more hostages.
Right.
And what they're saying now is, now we're going to take the media people,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they think that's going to do it. Well, really not unless like Brokaw or Rather, and even then.
Well, it's just insane.
The
bottom line is nobody was told this was going to happen, and nobody
right.
predicted in the administration this was going to happen. They didn't think this was going to happen.
All I know is that over at NBC today, Lester Holt got a call. Hey, Lester!
We've got a new assignment for you.
Lester, are you ready for the big time, my friend? I'm talking. You're going to be the first person on the Today Show. Say good morning, Katie. Good morning, Matt.
Time to go get snatched. Speaking of competitors working together, the four major networks have hired 3 private security firms.
Hold on, Buzz. Excuse me.
Yeah?
There's Fox.
Right.
CBS.
Uh-huh.
NBC.
Right, yeah.
Three major networks,
and then also ABC.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. right.
Three majors and ABC.
They'll be sending over Jim Belushi.
Oh,
APJ,
no.
According to Jim.
They've also hired 3 private security firms that normally compete with one another to protect the American news crew that remains in Fallujah. But by the way, they found our troops found four more bodies today. And the fear is that they could be of among the 7 Americans who've been kidnapped recently. So we're waiting to hear word on that. A CNN assignment editor was wounded in the head and back during an attack in that city on Monday.
Why don't we send Ryan Seacrest over there?
Wouldn't that be sweet?
Bill O'Reilly.
Here's your...
You know what they should do on ABC? They should merge, according to Jim, America's Funniest Videos and Life with Bonnie, and merge them all into one pool.
That'd be great.
One giant cesspool of...
You know, now you're hurting me. You're bringing Jim Belushi into Bonnie Hunt territory, and Jim Belushi does.
Have
not
you
just,
seen... According to Bonnie...
It's a terrible show, but she's much more likable than Jim Belushi.
She is, but crap is crap. And I'm not talking about your old band.
I understand, Don.
But it's ad-libbed. Look around cafe.
Ad-libbed crap. Here's your Homeland Insecurity update. A federal air marshal accidentally left her gun in an airport restroom on the supposedly secure side of the security screeners. So the gun could have ended up on a flight.
Unbelievable.
This happened in Cleveland.
Good heavens. But no.
Left a gun.
Left it in
a gun.
In the restroom. She left it in the restroom. She had the.
I got hiccups.
Happened in Cleveland. The gun was found by a passenger who did not happen to be a terrorist.
Thank God it wasn't a box cutter.
Well, yeah. It's just.
leaving a gun. Oh, I forgot my gun.
Oops.
Well,
you might need that.
God.
Boy, is her face red.
Really?
The passenger alerted an airline employee who alerted security. The marshal has her gun back and is still on the job, but maybe disciplined.
She's still on the job.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, yeah, good idea. Has the gun back, we think.
I'm going to do a local reference now.
Yes?
Hello, Gravier Dinz's desk. Yes, this is Gravier.
Yes, I've heard, yes. Don't worry, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine. My contract runs till June. What? What? Oh, this is my shot with the network. Are you kidding me? You're kidding me? What? Okay, thank you, bye. Gordon. Gordon. Dead woman walking. They sent me to Iraq.
Fallujah.
Oh, dear.
Going to Fallujah. That bitch, Tracy Neal, you get to sit in my chair.
She stays.
I'm going to Fallujah.
Wrong.
And then Gordon Peterson says, I told you should have grown your hair longer.
That's
I
what
told
it always
you.
Was with you, right?
I told you. You look too dykey with that short hair. Gravier, you're cute. You're a good-looking woman.
Very.
Grow your hair, though, honey.
Kind of has a nice ring to it, though. Gravier Dinza from Fallujah. almost sounds like a lyric.
The late Gravier Dinza.
The marshal may be disciplined after the investigation. No word on whether her name is Penny.
Marshal Mathers, Marshal Falk, Marshal Plan.
Marshal McLuhan. Mm-hmm.
Gary Marshall.
Mm-hmm. Peter
Marshall. Penny Marshall.
Right.
Peter Lecoq.
Pete Lecoq,
who is
Kansas City Royals, the son of Peter Marshall.
Also played for the Cubs.
That's right. They're taking down the national debt clock. Not because of a government conspiracy or because it can't keep up with the debt. Turns out the owner of the New York building on which the clock is mounted is tearing down the building to put up a high-rise.
You said mounted.
I did. The owner plans to replace the clock with a new one. It'll be back up in a month. When it returns, the debt will be over $7 trillion, and the last seven digits will be changing so quickly you won't be able to read them. The last time the clock went dark was at the start of the Bush administration because the debt was actually falling back then. It started rising again in July 2002.
You know, I'm all for outdoor advertising. I'm all for anything like that.
Yeah.
Isn't that generally a waste? Even if you see one that you go by and it says, like, number of people killed by smoking or whatever. And the number, as you drive by on the freeway, the number is going up constantly.
All the time. Yeah.
And after a while, you look at, 12 million, 14 million, whatever.
Yeah, you become desensitized to it.
You go, boy, I would die for a Camel no filter right now.
I mean, really, that's the thought that goes into your mind.
Yeah, and when it's hot, they can use it as a fan. You've heard those kind of jokes, right? Supremely intelligent as he is funny, Chris Rock has finally weighed in on the indecency witch hunt.
Hey, listen, I'm looking forward to this Chris Rock show on Saturday night on HBO.
8 Eastern?
There's not a 10 o'clock, buddy.
Oh, 10?
10 p.m.
Oh, well, that's right. The kids shouldn't see it.
There's not a lot of people that will make me... Well, I shouldn't say this because I stay at home almost every Saturday night because I'm just Howard Hughes-ish like that. But for me, that's appointment TV. I don't want to TiVo it. I don't want to tape it.
No, you want to be there when it's happening.
I want to watch Chris Rock come out first time in 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He is so freaking funny. He is so brilliant. He says everything so eloquently.
Yes.
I can't wait.
And in an interview to publicize that appearance, he was asked about the indecency thing. The comedian says it's bad and sad. Quote, indecency should be in context. If you're watching a children's show and a breast pops out, that's indecent. If you're listening to Howard Stern and the M word for pleasuring yourself comes up, it's in the context of Howard Stern and not indecent. I had to paraphrase the M word part because of the witch hunt. Rock says he'd rather his kid saw a breast than, quote, a fighter pilot in a machine that just kills people. I'm tired of it, to tell you the truth, end quote.
Well, he makes good sense.
Yeah, and not trying to be funny there, just intelligent.
And he's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, he's funny and he's smart.
Yes, he is.
Funny and smart. You got that right. Don't you ever forget it.
I like Chris Rock so much, I even watch on occasion the awful movie with Anthony Hopkins.
Sure.
Where his brother was like a secret agent. And
not too much, just enough to get you by.
And his brother was all sophisticated and stuff. And Chris Rock, of course, plays the streetwise hustler.
That's the role I always get. That's me, the streetwise hustler. Enjoy the Chris Rock show.
I do.
Not too much. Just enough to get you by.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Can't wait. From our Rich Get Richer department, Donald Trump is getting a raise for his apprentice show.
Hurrah! Huzzah!
Huzzah! In fact, NBC is doubling the Donald salary in signing him for episodes to run through 2005. Trump was getting about $50,000 an episode. Now, $100,000.
The actors. Donald Trump was only getting $50,000
an episode only.
I say only getting when the entire thing.
He's not on that much, right?
Right.
He just comes on at the end.
Yeah, but the entire thing's a commercial for him for all of his places.
Right. Right.
Man, he's one incredibly smart dude, that Donald Trump.
And isn't he in on the producing angle of it?
Sure.
Even if he just gets paid.
Of course he's in on the producing angle. He's Donald Trump.
You need some, Rob? You need some spray?
I do.
Oh,
thank you. And you know, Mike just got enough gas to get him by.
Do we have your fire loaded in this machine now?
Oh, good.
I mean, I know it's way past.
No.
But we've got your fire.
Bacardi Limon.
Yeah, right? Hold on a second.
Aye, aye, aye. That should be America's catchphrase.
Hold on a second.
No, he's not retarded.
Or that one. That's not it.
Give me a second. Hold on.
Congratulations. This is Max Boyd Jr. and Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you've just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
I'll never
get you with that one?
No, I always do the Congratulations. You've just won the CBS Celebrity. That's when Max Bear loses his wind.
There you go.
George Michael.
We don't share that today.
I throw that one in.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz?
Yes.
We got a break. What's next?
The actors on The Simpsons walk out again.
Again, this is that thing about the, you know, give them their goddamn money.
Yeah.
That's a show that makes us laugh.
I agree.
We'll be right back.
Okay, Don.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Is it the Don and Mike Show? You bet.
Hey, if you're listening in Dallas.
Good morning.
Just a couple hours till sunrise, huh?
How retarded is that?
Merry Christmas. We just found out.
Yeah.
We've been on in Dallas for a while.
Merry Christmas.
I'll explain that to you sometime. We're on in the middle of the night in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
So how you doing?
How are you doing? And, you know, really, kudos to all of you late shift workers.
All five of you, maybe six of you listening right now to Live 103. Oh, Live 105.3, whatever.
That's right. 105, I think.
Well, when you're on at midnight, you don't have to know the dial position.
And go ahead and hit the snooze alarm. We'll be here when you get back.
Now again, here's Buzz. You see right now in Dallas when they're replaying this, it's the middle of the night.
Time to make the donuts.
Because that's the cherry time slot we have. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, I'm Don and Mike. The actors on The Simpsons want another raise, and word is they're staying away from work until they get it.
That's right. And if anyone wants anything different, we're going to stay out of here until there's no tomorrow.
Productions reportedly stopped on the show as contract talks with Fox have stopped in their tracks. Each actor wants about $8 million apiece for the 22 episodes that'll air in 2004 and 2005. That would more than double their current paychecks.
Well, there's no doubt that they're worth it. And here's why I say that, because you're worth whatever you can get somebody to pay you.
Right.
And everybody watches The Simpsons and loves The Simpsons.
Show's past its prime.
Let them walk.
Longest running show on TV.
The show is past its prime.
It is not.
Yeah,
it is
dead.
It is not.
Not funny anymore. Hasn't been funny for 5 years.
Not true.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I know you don't.
I'm just trying to get you.
You're just stirring me up.
I'm just trying to get you.
I know. Mike's got all those dumb spice mice around his hand.
Come
now.
On, Don. They're not dumb. They're personality driven.
Okay. I love The Simpsons.
Don't you think it's time Marsha Wallace gets what she's worth?
Mm-hmm. You know, isn't there?
Where's our old friend too from that show?
Yardley Smith.
Smith. Yeah.
She's 80 now.
The one of them is it the lady that's Bart Simpson, Nancy Cartwright?
Cartwright.
I know too much about this.
Right.
She's the only one that has a pre-existing deal, so they could do an episode.
No, actually, Julie Kavner, who does Marge and the sisters.
Is it Marge?
Yeah, she's the one who has the deal.
Okay, well, I stand corrected, but at least part of the story was one of them is still okay, so that like they could do a show.
Is Harry Shearer getting screwed? He would be one of the people who's holding out and would be getting the raise, along with Hank Azaria and Dan Castellaneta and all those.
Oh, give them the money. Yeah. It's a funny show. It's a funny cartoon.
They've made the money on it. You know what I mean? Really, you give them the money. Take a little out of your profit.
And, you know, talk about crappy, cheap gifts. Go to Spencer Gifts sometime and check out all of the Simpsons stuff, and it all talks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got a beer mug. You pick up the beer mug, and he goes, you know, doh.
George, my big, beautiful, bulging biceps.
Not quality stuff like that, Mike.
Not at all,
John. It's junk. It's, the Simpsons stuff is junk.
Hi, everybody.
The garbage pails.
The garbage pails. And it was good to see Marge on the back cover of Maxim magazine.
Oh, was she really?
Yeah, they gave her a back cover, and she's scrubbing a floor with a little cleavage. That's good. Yeah.
That's funny.
Here we go again. The Dish Network people are threatening to drop CNN and the Cartoon Network.
Oh, man.
A few weeks ago, they did the same dance with Viacom channels, including CBS, MTV, and Comedy Central.
Well, listen, I can understand CNN, but right. Can you... what's that, for Viacom?
No, for CBS.
Yes.
But can you imagine if anybody would really care that your satellite provider says, we will no longer bring you the Cartoon Network? Then what are you going to do? You're going to say, okay, that's it.
Even if you have kids, the Cartoon Network, you can go somewhere else.
Right? I got to have McGilla Gorilla, so I'm going to DirecTV.
I tell you, the most important channel I found on DirecTV, I think it's 370-something. It's called RFD. Have you found this?
No, I haven't.
Oh, Rob called me up one weekend.
On a Sunday morning.
RFD? Rob said, turn this channel on.
What's on RFD?
Polka.
Polka music?
Old yeah. People dancing to polka for 2 hours
I swear to God,
every Sunday morning.
It's a go-to channel.
It cures your hangover, if you have one.
So he calls me up and he says, real early.
You guys ever add up the time, the total time, that both of you collectively would spend during a given year in front of that magic box?
It would require too much time away from the television.
There you go. But he calls and says, 379 right now. I turn it on. Are you watching the polka? And then I think I called you back there. They had a great auction.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, RFD, because it's like whatever.
Like they have horse auctions and cattle auctions.
Everything is RFD, you know, like Mayberry RFD.
Absolutely.
It's the worst channel. It's great.
I would miss the Cartoon Network announcer most of all, I think.
Cartoon Network.
I'll move over to RFD.
Plenty of great auctions. Adult Swim on RFD Network.
Well, again, the dispute is all about money. Now Echo Star is going after the Turner Broadcasting arm of Time Warner. Each time this happens, several million viewers are potentially affected. Now, this could be the Alamo for Disney's Michael Eisner. Thanks to another box office bomb, Disney board members are taking a second look at that takeover offer from Comcast.
Yeah, and just a word of advice for me. I know hindsight's 20/20. Right. It's really easy. But listen, I'm a big fan of Triple B, okay?
Triple B?
Billy Bob. Double B-T.
Oh,
Billy Bob
Thornton. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of his. However, he ain't no Davy Crockett. Okay? You know what I'm saying? You're casting the movie. He's not Davy Crockett material.
He doesn't look right in
it. I mean, Billy Bob Thornton is talented. He's great in a lot of movies. He's made me laugh. He's very serious.
But he's quirky, and Billy Bob Thornton and Davy Crockett wasn't quirky. No. Not in my mind. Right. Davy Crockett, a big hero.
Seth Parker.
Seth Parker.
That's who Davy Crockett was.
Way back when.
Come on, know your audience, man. You got to get some big stiff like Brad Garrett would be a better Davy Crockett than Billy Bob Thornton. No wonder that movie's tanking.
Yeah,
what?
We'd like all the Mexicans to vacate the premises, please.
Who wants to see Billy Bob Thornton?
No.
As Davy Crockett.
You want to see Billy Bob Thornton in that Santa Claus movie.
Yeah.
Where he's just quirky, and he's drinking, and he's yelling at kids.
What? And also he's great in Bandits. What if with Bruce Willis and Kate Blanchett?
And he's really fabulous in the airline movie, Pushing Tim.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Yeah. Really, because that is him at his quirky best.
Oh, there's
Angelina Jolie at her quirky best.
There's that scene where he's laying out on the runway when the plane is coming right over and John Cusack's going out of his mind.
Sure, and the jet wash coming back from the 747 blows him up into the air.
Do you think more people would want to see the Alamo if he did the Sling Blade character?
Yeah, now I'm watching, yes. Rob. Now I'm watching.
You see? And anger them in front of me. Hey, Davey.
Quirky.
Yeah. Well, the new movie, The Alamo, may be the catalyst for Eisner's ouster, especially now with that movie's dismal opening. Comcast might not want Disney anymore. In fact, when word got out yesterday that Comcast might bail on its offer, the value of Comcast stock went up. Disney stock is down again, despite Eisner's predictions it would go up this year. So the pressure's on the board of directors to do something, according to the experts. So
Smith.
The Disney board may not want Eisner
Smith,
anymore.
Tell me I've still got it. Smith, you're over.
Smith, tell me I've still got it. They're all trying to kick me out.
Who is this, please?
This is Michael Eisner. Oh, my God, Smith. You forgot my name. Don't tell me you're abandoning me, too.
I'm in love with an executive at Comcast, sir.
Oh, I have nothing.
It's over between us, sir.
I have nothing to live for. All right, Smith, I have one last duty for you before you leave me.
Yes, sir.
Give me that Tigger on the line. I want to be groped.
Sir, I want to tell you one thing, though. but I've been with every member of the Disney family.
Oh.
Roy?
Yes.
What was his brother's name? The one the guy that hates you?
Roy is the
That's
guy
Roy.
That hates
you. Roy? Walt?
The original.
Walt. I've been with all of them, sir.
Smith, can you pay one more visit to my office, please?
You're the best.
Just for you, I'm wearing my coonskin thong.
Nobody ever took me to Tomorrowland like you, sir.
If you'd like one more ride on Space Mountain, Smith, show up here in 5 minutes.
Sir, my heart belongs to Chick Fernandez.
Oh, no.
Sport.
That's Chick Hernandez.
Same difference, sir.
Yes.
He's swarthy. He's Mexican. He's everything you're not, sir.
Eisner out.
Let me just say, you're better than either Spin or Marty.
Thanks so much.
When they were having their way with me.
Thank you, Smith. I appreciate it.
I've changed my mind. I love you.
I love you, Smith. Thanks for our last visit.
F. Chick Fernandez. Hernandez.
I know it's Hernandez.
Chick Fernandez.
Chick Fernandez. Chick Fernandez with you.
Nando. Jack Nicholson. He is reportedly not happy about Marlon Brando's plans to be buried next door. Brando, who's just turned 80, is reportedly thinking about death and what comes after.
Sure.
Since his congestive heart failure, he's become a recluse in his Mulholland Drive mansion.
Right.
Now Jack's heard that Marlon wants to stay in that hilltop manor forever, even after he's dead.
Bury me next to the Joker.
He wants his house to be a mausoleum.
Exactly.
I want to be buried next to the Joker.
Nicholson either owns that house or helped Brando refinance it. The details on that are unclear, but that could be Jack's biggest complaint about Marlon. Marlon Brando's plan.
You know what Marlon Brando wants to be buried in?
What?
Heavy cream.
That's great.
The moon.
Just surround me with it.
Would you like some half and half?
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Mr. Brando, would you like half and half?
No, heavy cream only. Other are you crazy?
Other reports say Brando actually wants his ashes scattered in the South Pacific, where he filmed Mutiny on the Bounty.
Yeah, South Pacific with cinnamon sugar. and batter.
In sports. The people who live along the route...
Chick Fernandez.
The people who live along the route of the Boston Marathon say they don't want runners going to the bathroom on their lawns this year. So this year, race officials are planting 471 porta-potties along the route. They say they'll also clean up after the runners who don't make it to one of those. CBS honcho Mel Karmazin.
How come you never see that, huh?
See the
yeah, right.
The
yeah,
act.
Never mind.
Yes.
Oh, no. Mel. Yes, Mel Karmazin.
Mel Karmazin, CBS, stumped over the annual Masters golf tournament. For the most part, the show's a hit, which is frustrating when you cannot sell advertising for the 5-hour tourney.
You know, that's got to be like 9 hours over the weekend where Mel was near suicide. Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
Something's going out over his airway, and he's not selling any commercials.
Especially with a tournament like it was.
Yeah. Gotta kill him.
Event organizers scrapped the commercials 2 years ago after protests over their policy of discrimination against women golfers.
Well, I believe we discussed that yesterday, Buzz.
My name is Hootie Johnson.
Hootie Johnson. I hate blacks and I hate women.
There we are. Hootie Johnson. Well, if they don't advertise, we'll buy the tournament ourselves.
While Mr. Karmazin, there will be no commercials this year during the Masters.
Will not absolutely.
Ouch.
Mr. Karmazin, what do you mean asking me what have I done for you recently? My name is Hootie Johnson.
I'm Hootie Johnson.
You also talked about what a great tournament it was this year.
I say, son, it was.
In spite of that, the audience was down 20%.
Hey, you know why? Tournament. Hello, it ain't rocket science, and I agree. It was a great tournament, even for someone like me that doesn't like a lot of golf.
Right.
Very exciting, Phil Mickelson.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the bottom line. Tiger Woods.
Yeah, Tiger Woods wasn't in the hunt.
You got it. And even though he stunk, guys like me, fringe guys, we've still got to see him.
Sure.
I don't care if he's 3 over, 10 over, 12 over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to see Tiger Woods hit.
And you're not going to show him when he's, when he's finishing up at the beginning of the tournament.
Right.
Finally, this is a story about how drugs can make you smarter. In New York.
Joe.
Not a freaking chance.
Oh, yeah, Joe. In New York.
Joe, I'm Jerry.
In New York yesterday, a drug defendant was ordered to undergo a mental competency exam to see if he's fit to stand trial.
Joe, I'm Jerry.
The judge ordered the exam after the defendant outsmarted the judge. Are you James Walker, she asked, looking at some documents.
Jimmy Walker.
Is that in all capital letters, asked Walker. Yes, said the judge. That, said Walker, is not me. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Hold on, I get it, Mike. You don't get the joke? The guy's... He had Jimmy Walker.
He doesn't spell his name in all capital letters.
Oh, like see. Jimmy Walker Red, like it was in all capital, like it was the name of a product.
Oh.
Smarter.
Now I get it.
Get to know Charlie.
Thank you, Don.
You got it. All right, we'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Hi, Charlie. Hey, listen, let's talk tonight during American Idol, okay?
Harry!
Oh, I forgot it's not on, boy!
So I stab it like out, ass.
We'll meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.